Hear ye, this meeting is called to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here. We'll go around the table, and if you could introduce who you are and what lot number you have. If you want to be heard on the speakerphone, it's kind of right here, so you're welcome to get a little closer to it if you think you need to be. And so I'll start, Dirk Faison, DSROA President.
Ben Clarkson.
Dale Clarkson. I'm Dirk Clayson's stump devil, Brett Fulmer.
Captain Duvall. Can I tell all of them? Captain Jose.
Joe Jose.
Larry Bear.
Robert Allen, lot number 16.
Larry Meltzer, 146.
Peter Button.
Barbara Button. Kathy Clarkson.
Mike Duvall, lot 160.
Nancy Brayton.
Aubrey. Okay, thank you. Paul, could we ask you to give us an opening prayer?
Our kind of gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day. And we're grateful that everybody could arrive safely. And we ask your presence to be with us today. And pray that we may be good stewards of the land and property that we're talking about today. And we thank you and praise you and say this humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The meeting minutes have been previously distributed to the board. Is there any discussion on the February meeting minutes?
I just don't know who moved to close the meeting. I couldn't hear it on the recording.
And that's, did you put me down a seconding it?
I did.
I thought I did, but I didn't. I didn't move to, and I don't remember. So I'm going to Ken Lance.
Okay. Well, just somebody out of that here.
Okay, any other discussion?
I just want to look at that one place. I emailed back Linda on one clarification. You put that in here, I'm sure.
I did.
On the water?
I did.
Okay.
And I was glad to learn that. Thank you.
Yeah, that was. Other than that, it looked good. So I make a motion that we approve the minutes as they have now been written.
Motion by Ben. Is there a second?
A second.
Second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next area, financial report. Linda, why don't you take some time and discuss the financial report and the documents you've given us here.
Okay, you have in front of you the balance sheet. And that shows us our current assets and also the accounts receivable that have not, that had their mark to come in. We also have the fixed assets. Those total $109,000, and then your liabilities, those accounts that are still open that we have not paid. And you have an aging report in your possession, Mr. Chairman, that has the... Yes, sir.
As far as fixed assets, has Brett already been paid for his second half of the year?
He has. We did that in January. I ended up without the balance sheet. Thank you. On your top of the loss report, it's got the budget on it, and I forgot to put on last month. But anyway, and that should show you where we are now. We've got $71,900 is our net income so far.
Well, you know what, Linda? I applaud this report.
Thank you.
This is very good. Got the budget to actual January 1st through March 11th. Easy to see. I think the balance sheet looks okay. I maybe question the vehicles, the $137,000.
That includes all of the equipment and such.
the grader and everything, not just vehicles.
Good. So for the first time in maybe a lot of years, we have an accurate balance sheet.
Yeah, the balance sheet, what's clear, what's mostly accurate, I just did not understand what all it was telling me. That's what's changed.
So that's very good.
We brought in 89,000 worth of assessments. So we got 64% of those in, and hopefully I will be sending out, statements this next week to those who have not sent their assessments in.
In your experience, the last couple of years, by March 1st, which is the deadline, are we about the same as last year, or are we a little bit behind?
I believe we're a little behind.
Okay.
And we have members that are sending in partial payments also.
Last year we were over 100,000.
Well, that's it. I'm just assuming with the economy that it's going to be.
Yeah, it has been effective. I haven't had anybody call and tell me what I'm not going to do, but I'm going to find out that at the end of this month. So.
Okay, any questions on the financial statements? Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda, roads and fire protection, Brent.
Okay,
Hold on, maybe before I start, is anybody on the conference call that should introduce? Does that make us nervous?
Yes.
Hello?
You want me to call Vance and see?
Yeah, let's double check with Vance. Those beeps usually is somebody, dialing in and coming in. So somebody should be there.
In the future, is there a phone line here that we could use?
There is a phone line in the building.
It has nothing to do with the phone line. We're on and connected.
Right.
Why doesn't somebody try to call in to this system?
Well, that's an idea.
Yes.
Do you know the number? And I will.
Yeah, Linda. Let's have somebody attempt from here.
You know the number. Just call into the system and see if you
connect. Yes. Are you guys dialed into the right? But can you hear? Are you here in the meeting? Okay, because we can't hear you guys. We just...
Tell them to try to speak into the system and see if we can hear.
No. Oh, okay. Well, but you can hear the meeting. No, Dirk just asked if there is... We're not even logged in. We're not logged in.
Hi, Don.
We just heard her. She just called into the thing and said, I'm on.
We logged in 20 minutes
ago. And we logged in 20 minutes ago.
So Linda just did it and it worked. So
just tell them to
dial back in. They said dial back in.
Okay.
And all right. Okay. Okay, bye. There's three of them on, but none of them are here in the meeting.
Well, there's two or three beeped in, just like Linda did.
Yeah.
I know. Our thing is working, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we just saw that.
Yeah. All right. Brent?
I should have brought my phone. I could have called this one.
Yeah.
All right. Who's been out the ranch lately? Besides Paul and Larry's been out there. There's a lot of miles. And there's fairly obvious a couple, three places that we're going to need to put some culverts just on Middle Canyon. We were doing just fine until we had this last three storms, and then just got really muddy again. All right.
Last few storms we've had have been really wet, so.
The ATV trail would be marked, and the trees would be cut if we hadn't got all that snow. I been kind of just, I actually snowshoed over and marked a little bit over on my, or over near my place, but it would be a whole lot easier not to be on snowshoes and doing it. Anyway, so we're kind of about a month, we're going to be about a month behind on that. I went out on the Johnny Brown and to look at Lee Beller's place before the storm started up. And I think I've emailed everybody, but the road out there is almost gone at one spot. Where that culvert goes through the road, it's on the flats in that corner, right in that corner where it always drifts. That has been washing over the road. And it's hard to get across there. If it's wet, it's really scary to get across there. Just past Robert's Turnoff. It's not bad going across them on an ATV, but when it's wet, it's really touchy to go across it in a vehicle. So the emergency number, Vance fixed that on the website. And then the only other thing I got is the purchase of fuel. And it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with roads and fire protection, but I don't know if you guys have noticed that the price of fuel has gone up considerably. And I was in Death Valley last week, and diesel was at $5.27 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always high there, but it was sticker shock high. So, anyway, do we want to seriously consider as soon as we can buying some fuel before?
No, I think that was a good idea. The question is, how soon can we get a truck out there? Because it would have, I would have.
We can get a truck today.
Now that it's warm, it's not supposed to storm, so do we want to try to do something here by the end of this week or, as soon as we can?
That's kind of what I brought up to Brent. I said, Brent, fuel's just going up. You look at the news, it's going to keep going up.
It's not
going
to turn around this,
if we get it now, we could save ourselves a couple thousand dollars. It might be pushing $4 a gallon to get it out there now, but.
So can they drive it all the way into the fuel tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who did we have to deliver the last
case? Out of St. George.
Out of St. George, because the guys that have been for years.
Jenkins they would have charged us $500.
That was David Turley on the phone. He's in Penguins, so he said, face him with breakfast.
There's one.
Hello?
Hello, on speaker.
Hey, it's Clint Gray.
Clint Gray. Welcome, Clint.
Thank you.
Okay, back to the
discussion. Jody Yeager, checking in.
Jody.
Jody.
Oh. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Bill.
Finally. Gee, that reminds me when I change the minute, change the number.
That's Vance Green.
Hey, Vance.
Everybody's on then.
Hey.
Those were the three.
Did somebody start the recording?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
So, we don't need to make a motion based on the budget stuff. It's in the budget. But,
is there any reason?
Is there any question? Yeah, anybody have input that we shouldn't?
No.
So, we're talking top off the unleaded and the diesel.
The unleaded's never been topped off since I've been there. I think that's a 10...
Is that
a 5,000 gallon tank?
It's a 4,000 gallon tank.
Yeah, we haven't ever filled it.
We've never filled it.
I think I put 2,000 in at a time.
Yeah, I'm not sure we should.
I'm not saying top it off. I didn't know it was that big, but whatever we usually get to figure that we're going to get through this.
I think I put 400 gallons in the diesel tank, and we could probably put the other 200 in the above ground tank, that stand tank, and then. Look at what we have for budget to put in the unleaded. The only truck that runs on unleaded is the white truck, and that's probably going to be one of the trucks that we run around the ranch, and the other truck will be with the diesel.
Your rhino's unleaded too, isn't it?
Yeah, but that... Yeah.
Okay, so can you get that done then, Paul?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Are we doing red diesel?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking red diesel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you remember that we got to do something about the source protection plan for diking containment around those two diesel tanks that are right there. And so
the issue that came up when they came out to do the source protection was that the clay level on the well is over 35 feet. So there would be really no chance of contamination with the fuel tanks there. But they would like to see the tanks away from the wells by 100 feet or contain them somehow.
Well, can we move them? What do you think? I mean, is it time to move it now, or do we wait and try to get, you know,
I think we just keep looking online. You know, military surplus, they have those trays that you can put those tanks in.
Well, I just noticed down at this construction site, again, it's a little more temporary, but what they've got is a, you know, like a heavy liner, and then they just pushed up dirt, and they keep it full of water.
And that's all we need to do.
Yeah, it's just something.
Our problem with moving that tank too far is if we move it too far away, we're not going to be able to gravity feed for the generator, which is what we do now, is we gravity feed over.
So we just need to put a liner.
Yeah, it'll be less of a hassle with, you know, rather than putting in a second pump on it.
So a heavy membrane is probably the cheapest.
Oh.
Yeah, this stuff was just that heavy plastic. And,
I think I'm going to take the tank with the stand and move it up by the carousing and where it was. And then that other tank will just have to do something there.
Okay.
All right, that's all I got.
Okay. Thanks, Brent. Shauna is absent. She did say that she had some dates she wanted to discuss for activities. Did anybody bring a report for her?
I talked to her on the phone just a minute ago, checking that she's home sick. She just said that she wanted to do a camp out for all families at the ranch June 1st, that weekend.
So,
that into the schedule.
I think does that sound good with everybody to encourage her to do whatever advertising she wants?
Maybe I need to put it in the newsletter now so people can be ready for it then.
Is the ranch going to provide a barbecue or Dutch oven or...
Why don't you get with Sean and just work out those details and
do some Dutch oven.
I think it should be potluck.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Next item, water issues. Dale?
Excuse me? You wanted to follow up on the DWR regarding substitute fence order as well? You asked me to insert that, and I had already done the agenda.
I think it's on there, item number D, isn't it? That's the change of address.
Okay.
So okay. I do have an update on that that I'd like to give when we get to that.
Okay.
Really nothing had been done on the water during the snow season out there. So I don't have any special report to follow through on.
Okay, so no update, Dale?
No, I don't have any update other than I gave you a letter from the state on the question about the upper water system.
Yeah, I saw that. However, it was much older than the letters that we have subsequent that say that it is approved. So I filed it. But
which water system is that?
The upper water system.
Okay. The system that's currently serving the cabins.
Do you want to talk about your proposal at all, Dale? Or?
Not necessarily. It's on the agenda, I guess, later on. Or if you want to talk about it now.
Okay, that's fine to talk about later on. Okay, next item on the agenda would be the update on the water rights. So this is what I found out on the, this is in regards to the putting our water right
to beneficial use for the change order that was done modifying the well-filled well, adding the culinary rights to that.
Excuse me, Dirk. Vance just sent me an email asking if there's anything that can be done. They can't hear what the board is saying. They want to know if that can be moved.
Can they hear Dirk and I on this end?
Well, test them.
Hey, Vance, can you hear us?
Just barely. And there's a lot of, like, digital artifacting. Like, you've got a lousy connection. I can only hear one side of the conversation.
Well, what if we move this over here like this?
Yeah, that's what I would suggest. Just sort of, we'll just go out the way and see how it goes.
Okay, we'll just try to talk into it, whoever's presenting. How's that sound?
Yeah. That's the thing, Sean, that rather than sitting on a hard tabletop, that helps with the echo problem.
Well, I've got the volume up loud. How does that sound now?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. We can't hear him now.
Well, I turned his down so he won't echo back to us. Can you hear us fine now?
I can hear you, Dirk, just fine. I heard Dan a second ago, too.
All right. Well, I'm the only one talking, so at the moment. Okay. In regards to this proof for beneficial use for the application, number 89-1496A25301. I actually had a chance to have a really good visit with the Division of Water Rights, and there are several issues that I wanted to try to talk to them about. What they would expect to do is to come and do an inspection when they generally come into our area in the spring and look and see that we've made all of the changes that we had under the application. And I assume that the changes were the new well, the new water tank, and the culinary connections. Is that right? Dale, does that sound right?
I was the one involved, Dirk, when the well was drilled. And
do you know, Vance, is that right?
Larry Bear was president at that time.
Yeah, they do expect the irrigation.
Oh, they do.
However, they also expect the changes, and if we aren't even sure what the changes are, we maybe ought to research that as well.
I think Paul knows. I mean, some of the main changes was to disconnect the old well from the new well. So that
that's not water rights issues. There's two separate things. There's the drinking water folks, which those are the guys saying you need to separate the well and do all these things. This is just the Division of Water Rights, and I asked him about that, and he said, we don't care about any of those kind of things. We don't care if you're using connected wells, not connected wells. That's none of our business. What they're trying to see is that the water
is being used.
And so we submitted a change. For example, I don't know if that change application was for 25 hookups or 10 hookups or you know, what it was, but that's one thing they're going to expect to come out and see is, have we put in the hookups that we said that we were going to put in? So somebody...
Do you have the hard copy of that proof that went in a few months ago with you?
I don't with me, but and obviously nobody has that answer in the meeting, so we need to research that, right?
Well, Dirk, I think that...
Well, here's the simple matter. We turned in a document, our engineering firm turned in a document saying, here's what the uses are. Apparently none of us have actually read that document, and we probably ought to go read that document so that we can see if we agree with what was said. That's item number one, okay? And so they'll expect to see whatever that document says is in fact what they would find on the ground. And so we need to study that document. It was one that I scanned and emailed out and I think gave to Linda to file. So I don't have a hard copy of it, but somebody needs to be assigned to research that document and see if they would agree that when the inspection's done, that the items mentioned in that document would be available to demonstrate or be improvements in the ground. So I'm kind of assuming that that's done, but somebody ought to double check that that's the case. The second issue is, would they expect to see the balance of the uses of the water right being used? And the balance of the use and the lion's share of the use would be the irrigation. And I explained to them that, you know, we weren't necessarily using that every year, that I could show pictures of triticale in that field the last 2 years, but we didn't put in a crop this last fall. Would that be adequate documentation? And he indicated that that probably would not. He said he really didn't care about the quality of the crop. If they went out and seen that it had been disced up and planted and something was being attempted to be grown, that's good enough for them. So I spent some time with the USU Extension folks trying to find out what is maybe the most economical way to get some seed in the ground, something that we would maybe have the equipment to do it with. Would be low-cost seed and something that would show some quick early growth. And I've got two or three suggestions here from them. So we probably need to do that. The other thing he said is, well, if we come out and we see that this year is a year that you're not doing it, we won't necessarily cancel or make a big issue about it, but we'll just say, well, we'll come back next year then. And so that's kind of where we need to look at. So item number one, have we done the things that the change order said that we did, that the engineer submitted for us? And number two, would we put the balance of it in some form of irrigated ground so that when they came out this spring, they could see that there was an effort being made to do some irrigation? So that's what I found out and what we need to make the decisions on. Paul.
Is this because it's such a large water right?
No.
It's just when the water right was filed, that's what was agreed on?
I think that basically they're going through and trying to validate water rights. He said they may have 50 of them that they're doing in a drainage, and they'll come out and look at those and say, yeah, looks like these are all good. So I don't know that they're going to get real scientific and go out there and measure things, but they are performing a field review. And by nothing unusual to this, then
if it's okay,
many
like
others
to,
are going to do.
I'd like to push ahead on this. I think, me personally, I think that 20 acres should be planted with something every year. Now, whether we water it,
well, the only problem is it should have been planted last fall.
Oh, I understand that.
So do we try to plant something this spring and hustle something up there as soon as the snow's off the ground, which is probably now?
Yeah, but getting equipment right there right now would be real tough. But
so
I might have a connection to get some wheel lines out there for a wheel line. Is that a possibility to get everything kind of trenched back in to where we could rotate some water out there?
I think so. The other thing that we need to make a decision is do we try to get the pump working in the old irrigation well, or do we just run this all off of the new well?
Paul, what's the purpose? What would we use that land for? What would be the most
Well, one thing is...
Graze it or what?
You could graze it, but and I think in the future you could harvest that 20 acres.
Yeah, in the future, that whole area, 150 acres, ought to be planted with something that gives us some yield.
I don't want to throw something in it today. If we're looking at a long-term range idea, what is it? Is it to wait till the spring to plant it for long range, or could we plant something?
I think right now,
no, in order to plant something that would be a crop that we would use for 7 years, it's going to be needed to be planted through and planted this fall.
Yeah.
So
it would have been planted.
But we can practice, and we are in need of practice. I'll tell you.
Well, there is some benefit where it's been planted twice the last 2 years to not let it just lay and the sagebrush start creeping back in or whatever.
I was still ready to go.
Oh, well, a friend of mine is involved in. She's working on her PhD and this type of thing, and she gave me a list of things here that is a mix that the DNA, the DSR usually, and the BLM where it recommends to reclaim a property. Is that something we're looking at, or what?
Not really. We're looking at something that's probably got a little better feed production than that. And so I've got this whole planting guide that's done for Rageland, and I've got, we're probably not going to find a better resource than our USU Extension guide.
Okay.
So he's come and looked at this and given us a recognition. We don't lack knowledge. We lack maybe energy and equipment and finance. But the cheapest thing that we could do right now is go plant some annual ryegrass. We could plant that without a grain drill. We could broadcast it. And so, you know, we have the ability to broadcast seed, yes or no.
Yeah.
And then we have a harrow out there that's out there by the entrance I saw. And so we broadcast it, we harrow it, then we need some way to water it. So if we could get some oil lines that we could hook up, you know, and pressurize, that would be our best bet. Sooner or later, we're going to have to do this. And it would be better to experiment around this spring and have a half-failed crop than put a lot of expensive seed into it. And then be experimenting and fail. So I'm in favor of moving forward with it now and not rocking the boat with the inspections that the Division of Water Rights would be looking at. I mean,
so do we want to try to get that irrigation well going again?
Well, that's a decision that needs to be made at least for the long term.
Okay.
We'd have to put quite a bit of money into it.
Well, we got to get somebody out there.
And none of my research, because it was all with the Division of Water Rights, they don't care which well we use.
Right.
However, we still don't know, unless Paul can tell us, will the drinking water folks agree to let us use the old irrigation well? Because it's still within the protected aquifer zone.
I talked to Terry about it. It would affect our
drawdown and all of that. But that's all water flow issue.
Right.
The real question is, will they allow it at all? They want the cross connection removed.
Right.
And a lot of times they will say, if you've got two wells and they're in the protected aquifer, one's not a grouted well, you can't be using it.
Right.
We need to have that question answered.
I talked to Terry this week. It's been kind of a busy week in St. George. He's going to come out probably this next week and look it over.
Yeah.
I think you won't be able to hook into the drinking water well to water your fields without quite an elaborate black bolt preventer. But the water underneath is separated by a distance. That's why we put the new well where we did. Now, they probably crossed back and forth, but I think in the area you're at, there was a 20 or 30-foot section where there was water under there, and then a 30 or 40-foot section where there wasn't, and then we got into the other where
right.
The old well was. And that's why I suggested putting it there. I don't think you'll have much of a problem if you pull the irrigation water out of the old well.
Well, and let me get this problem straight again, because we keep getting confused. I'm not concerned about the aquifer, the flow, the ability. I'm concerned about the simple rule that the drinking water is going to say you cannot have any sources within a certain foot radius of this grouted protected well.
Correct.
So you can't have septic tanks, you can't have other non-grouted wells, you can't have other...
Are we within that distance?
Yeah, that's the...
Right at 100 feet, 110 feet, right there.
So they've got multiple zones. They've got a 100-foot zone, and then they've got a...
150,
and then clear out to 500, I know for some, but...
Yeah.
So that it's not really will it work. I'm very convinced it would work, but if we get it all working and the Division of Drinking Water folks come up and say, hey, this violates our rules,
well,
that's a question that I'm trying to get answered.
I think if we're going to do anything like that, we are going to have to take those valves and separate them right off the bat.
Well, we know we have to do that, and we may as well do that.
Well, I think that we've got to do that no matter what.
Right.
And on the other hand, as far as the crop and stuff, you know, because we don't know what expense we're in, I think that in the budget and stuff, that I think that to broadcast something like the Russian wild rye or whatever that's a...
Ryegrass.
And harrow it and put it in, and hope we can get some or all of it irrigated, but if we don't, and it's just... praying for the rain, I still think we're better off than doing nothing.
Well,
we're not talking a lot of money and teeth to do that.
That and the wheel line sitting there looking like we're working on it.
Yeah, they're going to look for two things. Right. Is the ground been disturbed? Does it look like it's done? And is there any mechanism to get water on this ground?
Well, we have some hand line that we can lay out at least in some areas.
Even if we had hand line, or if we even had a line that was perforated pipe that we, you know, put water into and it flowed out on the field. I mean, we need to show some evidence that we're doing something.
So how hard, Brent, do you think it would be to try and sell me a line off of the owner?
We have a backflow preventer right on the south side of that vault where that cross connector is. There's a backflow preventer right there. And that was set up so we could pump from the domestic well to irrigate. And a minor amount of work there, we got to dig it out, we got to set the pipe up and whatever, but it's a minuscule amount of work. And then open that valve to that irrigation side. We'll probably have to, you know, we're obviously going to have to manage those valves when we pump irrigation.
Right.
And, you know, but we're not going to get anything, you know, but there is a backflow preventer there. So...
Well, my suggestion is get the ground going, and we can work on getting some water on it through the summer.
Right. And they're going to come out sometime in the spring.
Pretty early.
So even if we've gone across it a couple of times, by the time they come out, we'll probably be fine. We can choose then if we keep watering it through the whole season or what's going on. So.
Any good place to get that, Ryan? Grass?
Really? Mason seed.
Mason?
Yeah.
Maple leaf. I've got my number.
Maple leaf.
I can give you that. Maple leaf. I just ordered some, and that was the cheapest I got.
What's it cost per acre?
I'm not exactly sure, but if you will call and say I'm going to plant so many acres.
You saw that broadcast, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably our only opportunity to do something with the equipment that we have, and if we wait 3 weeks to do it, it's going to make a big difference in all the moisture being gone out, and then we will have to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to come out without watering every inch of it, and so we need to hustle it in.
I was just out there today. It's really sloppy.
Yeah.
Lloyd.
The land was displayed to me in various little things I see in documents that scatter all over the globe is that we had intended for that irrigation well to be an emergency backup, and the connection was made as such Barber. She worked really closely with those guys on that day.
Okay. Well, I would prefer to just ask
to... No, I have to talk to her head. I'm looking here through whatever documentation
there is. I'd rather ask the division that's going to approve it, because I don't know if they changed the rule 3 months ago or not, and we already know who that person is.
It's not a bad idea. You're absolutely right.
Right. So Paul has that action item to do in the next 2 weeks. Agreed?
Talk with Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and find out an answer to that simple question. Now, if he says we can use the old well for irrigation purposes or backup or whatever, we know we have to remove the physical connections.
Right.
In any case, they've already told us that. I'm hoping they'll say you can use the well, and then we would still be looking at $600 for a rebuilt pump, right?
Something like that. We actually have a pump that the 100 gallon a minute pump that we pulled out of the domestic well to put the 50 gallon a minute pressure pump in. So all we need to do is we could swap it out, but somebody's got to come out and pull the. Somebody's got to come out and pull the pump.
So the preference would be hoping Paul can find out that that's approved, that we can do that so that we could extend the life of the culinary well by not having it pump the volumes and stuff that we would be using for irrigation purposes. And the irrigation purpose, I don't know if even that 50 gallon a minute would seal a well line to get it to pressure up or not. It's questionable. Because you got to flow enough water that all of those gaskets will
seep
and I'd be surprised if you could do it with that. Let's try to go that direction, but let's just double check that it's not going to be a problem. And the next question then is, who wants to volunteer to read the change order documents that the engineering firm sent in to see if we would have everything in place there to make sure that we would pass an on-site inspection?
Is that different from the four-page thing that you signed off on a little earlier?
I think that's all it is.
Okay, well, that's... I'm looking at that right now, and it's basically a proof.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out if this is something different that you're talking about than what I'm looking at right here that you signed off on in January.
Well, can we ask you to research that, Vance?
I can look at it. It's pretty simple, though. There's two lines covers that whole thing.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
Nature extent and period of use, domestic, number of families, state, 011-1231, irrigation, home supply acres, 18.98, from 401 to 1031. That's it.
Okay, and I think that's it then.
No. The water right, the 80-acre water right, was approved 15, 20 years ago. That's a serious thing that the association be super careful not to lose. And that, I think, is what the state engineer is going to look at.
Right.
So here we're talking about a cup full of water that may have been talked about the last 6 months and ignoring the whole water right for the ranch that was developed long time before anybody in this room was involved.
Well, but that is what we are talking about.
What?
So there's an 80-acre water right that used to be for irrigation of 20 acres.
Okay.
And at some point in time, a change application was done that said we're going to change this use from 20 acres of irrigation to 18 point something acres of irrigation and 8 domestic connections. And we submitted that application. Maybe the application wasn't that simple, but somebody actually ought to look at the application. Then an engineering firm has now gone out and done this 4-page document where they have said, yes, we verified the 8 connections and the 18 point something acre water of irrigation. And now the state is saying, okay, we want to come out and see on the ground if those things are done. And so we want to show when they get out there that we are protecting the entire 80 acre feet water right by evidence of the irrigation mainly, and the small portion by evidence of the domestic connections. And so that's the research that we're trying to do and provide evidence of. Does that make sense, Dale?
Well, there were three proofs submitted to the state engineer's office. One in about 1978, and one in about 2002, when Barbara Button and Larry Baer did that operation, and then what's been done during the last 6 months. So I think the correlation between those three
right.
is what the state engineer is going to be looking at.
Yeah, he's going to be looking for the evidences of the changes in regard to that. So we need to preserve the entire water right. We can only do that with the irrigation.
So we'll be pretty well.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that we've been peeled down to 18.98 irrigated acres and 79.5 acre feet is that we gave the Marquis their 0.5 acre feet out of that. That was segregated out back in 97.
Okay. Well, we just need to kind of look at the documents and see if it says that we've got 8 connections, do we have 8 connections?
Yep.
If it says that we're going to irrigate 18.98 acres, are we irrigating 18.98 acres? And so those are the things that we need to do and be able to demonstrate when they come out for their inspection. So, are we agreed to move forward with the irrigation? Paul will take the run on that. And Vance, if you can kind of just double-check those documents, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I'll do that. But I'll try to find any history that helps clear it up, too.
Yeah. Okay, so that was kind of a long-winded report on that, but it is a pretty serious water right that we need to protect.
Will you reiterate the action item for me, please?
The action items are, one, Paul is going to check with Terry of Rural Water Users in the next 2 weeks.
Terry
Smith.
Of Rural Water Users?
To see if we can use the irrigation well.
To irrigate.
Right.
That's it.
Well, and then also
that one.
Yeah.
Action number two.
I'm going to look at purchasing seed. And
Paul's going to look at purchasing seed, harrow in the ground, broadcasting.
I think you're right. The next couple of weeks are kind of critical.
Yeah. I mean, it'll get to where you'll have the perfect window, and if you have to wait 4 days for the seed, then
I ordered seed out the next day.
The most beautiful thing,
600 pounds.
Where does it come from?
Lehigh.
Oh.
Where
did it deliver?
My office.
Oh.
Old Dominion Freight, so it's 50 pound bag. They'll drop it wherever here in town, so we can drop it there at the office. And, you know, it's 15, 20 pounds per acre. So we're talking for 20 acres, 400 pounds or something. So,
yeah. Action number three is Vance Green is going to look into the change application and engineer report to see if there's anything we need to know to prepare better. And then probably a fourth action that we haven't really assigned, but, you know, is that we will eventually need to get the irrigation well operating and get a well line hooked up to
it. And the drainage is helping with that?
Something trenched, you know, risers trenched out.
Yeah.
Six of them probably.
Dirk Vance sent another email asking if whoever's speaking can speak closer to it. He can't hear Dale or Paul. They can hear you and Ben okay.
All right. Whenever anybody speaks, they're welcome to lean over my shoulder.
That's got a pretty good cord. It should be passionate.
Yeah, whatever you guys would choose to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda. Is page 7, copy of the SSP was sent to Vance for electronic filing. Anybody want to speak to that?
Hey, taken care of, don't worry about that.
Okay.
I emailed a few things to Linda, that was one of them that didn't
any
of
you.
Yeah. So something along that, I just got back the results for the nitrate.
Closer if you want, or something.
The nitrate sample that I sent in, and came back good. Just so everybody knows, we really have good water up there, and the pH level, I don't know if anybody knows what that's about, but it's 7.2, which is really good.
That's amazing.
So that is really good water there. So all of our samples for the year have come back positive, which is good. There hasn't been any points on our system, and so the source protection, that was kind of a big thing that I gave to you guys last week or last month. But everything's good as far as our water system.
Okay, great. Item F: bring a proposal to create new lots from common grounds to bring in money to the ranch. Is there anybody that's speaking to that?
Cricket.
I think that was maybe a Dave Turley item, so if he comes, we'll add that later. Item G.
Well, no, that was brought up by Dale. He wanted to talk about bringing those lots. That item was brought up by Dale, and he had talked about bringing those lots, breaking up those lots across from the airport. Remember that? He was going to look into that and see what more we could bring on that, or if there's anything in favor. So I don't know that there's anything positive been. I've heard a lot of negative about that. Some people have called and left messages and emails. So I would like to talk about that a little bit to see if it is a potential or if we need to drop that off the item list.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Is there some discussion by any of the board members that would like to weigh in on this?
If there's no proposal. They just asked if the ranch needs money, what are some of the sources of money that could help fund the budget and the other items that's needed at the ranch. I suggested 3 or 4 proposals, and evidently the membership is not interested in money sources for the property, and so I did nothing. I was asked to bring a map. I could have, but with the input and aggravation that I've heard about, I chose not to bring anything. If the board or the membership is interested, it is something we could easily document.
Is there anybody on the board that is interested in furthering this proposal?
My suggestion on this, Dirk, was 4 or 5 years ago to use that as a source of income while property sales were very active. Wouldn't it be nice if we had
$200,000 in our bank account today to accomplish the things that we need and to fund our budget. So that was my purpose 3 or 4 years ago, was to suggest that I felt a property this significant needed a reserve, and this could have been a very practical way to establish a reserve for the finances needed for the ranch and its maintenance. But I don't need it, so if the ranch doesn't, that's okay.
Well, so let me ask the question again. Is there anybody on the board who is wanting to further a proposal on this? Okay, I would call this a dead issue then. Any other discussion? Okay, does that kind of address what you were after, Kathy?
Yeah, I just want a clarification on that. We do need money in the budget, and I think we need to come up with some active ways, some ways that we can bring more money into the budget with more formality. Maybe from the outside, from our board members, from our members, they could help us with being creative about that.
Okay, well, I think that we have no proposal to consider as far as I can see here. So it was a thought and an idea, but it would need much more resource to turn it into a proposal. Okay, item G, appoint a committee to write a business plan to give guidance to Meadow Canyon Springs project. There's an attached memo here from Dale Clarkson. I think the board members have had a chance to read it. It's at the end of the agenda here. And is there somebody that would like to discuss this proposal that Dale has made, which I'll read the last sentence. I suggest the appointment of Jody Akers as chairman of this committee with Mike Naval, Phil Hall, Vance Green, and Brent Fulmer being asked to assist in the formulation of a needed master plan. How do those individuals feel about participating in that?
Did you bring the...
I left it home, but it's been emailed to Dirk, and he can read it, and that actually answers the question, Dirk, that you just asked.
Okay. So I have a...
Needing help with the big words, huh?
I will
20 copies at home, if that's where it's at home.
I hit the wrong button here, so sorry. Okay. All right, so you want me to read this, Mike?
If you would, it's from all five of those recommended committee members.
Okay. To the DSROA Board and Clarkson Investments, we find the proposal to create a Meadow Canyon Springs Water System Committee to guide the development and construction of this valuable ranch asset to be a very excellent idea and a very positive step in the right direction. In order for the committee's findings and recommendations to have credibility, we must erase any perception that this project will preferentially benefit a select few. Simultaneously, we must make the case that when constructed in a professional manner, the Meadow Springs water system will be of great benefit to all members of DSROA. To ensure this happens, the board must rescind its past vote allowing Clarkson Investments to proceed with the system and development and construction. The Meadow Canyon Springs Water System Committee will begin work in a timely manner and in good faith immediately upon a positive vote on a motion to rescind the current blanket permission to proceed given to Clarkson Investments at the February 11th board meeting. Agreed to by the entire proposed Meadow Canyon Water Systems Committee. Brent Fulmer, Van Screen, Jody Akers, Bill Hall, Mike Duvall.
Says it all. And you might ask if there's any comment from anybody there. I don't even know who's there. So Vance.
Jody's there too.
Jody's there.
Jody and Vance, are you still on?
We are.
Okay.
Well, first of all, this is a fairly distinct and well thought out statement. Is it brought forth in the manner of a motion?
Well, I don't think that we can bring a motion, can we, sir?
A board member can. So,
I'll make the motion.
Okay, so a motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, now we'll call for question and discussion on the motion that's been made. And I'd like to maybe invite Dale to see if he agrees that this would take this in a direction that you intended.
And sir, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Could you please replace the motion, because I could hear you. I can't hear much of anybody else. I could hear Ben. What was the motion?
The motion is as read proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope not to have to read it again, but I can't.
Another copy.
So to move forward on the as read proposal, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dale?
Can you pass that speaker down to Dale?
Dale can move down there.
I think
the reason, Dirk, that the proposal was made is not addressed by the statement of Mike's proposal. The proposal that I've worked on is much more broad and benefits more of the membership than evidently he's aware of.
Excuse me, Dale. That proposal is made by all five members of the proposed committee, not Mike, just so you know.
And so the intent was that we would give leadership and financial support to the development of Meadow Canyon Springs as a project of Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association. It's their water system, it's not mine. And the uses and the budgeting and those things of that system were only proposed to give leadership, and nothing under the table or behind the scenes or unexposed. And for that reason, those who had expressed some suspicion or question about the proposal was named in this request so that they would know fully all the things that's being done. If they would like to. Some have known about this and have had opportunity. There was some criticism that I was doing something that they were not aware of. even though all of them have been in town, know where I live, have had opportunity to ask questions, none of them have. And so plans have been initiated, and a proposal for much-needed improvement on this water source. And they will find, if they spend time on it, that there's no hidden agenda. There was no nothing kind of personally beneficial to me in planning, engineering, and spending time and money in developing this water source. And so that's why I invited them to form a committee, spend all the time that they would like, and engineer, budget, and I would still encourage them to do that. If they want me to close my file and not participate on the program, I guess that's okay. But if they choose to put the thing together, once they have spent some time to develop their plan, I think they'd be of great benefit to the nitpicking details and the unknowns that any project like this has. I don't object at all to their participating, their involvement, their research, and their input. So it's up to them.
So are you proposing some modification to their motion by saying that you'd like to be one of the members on that committee? Or...
No, I think that their vote has been taken by the board to allow us to move forward with these things. And since there was misunderstanding and unknown suspicion by certain other people that are undocumented, that they should be free to do the things that they want to do.
So maybe I'm trying to get this to some action. How about we say have a split this motion? So we put into two parts. One is to form the committee, and one is to rescind the previous action granted. And we have a separate discussion on those as individual things. Is that...
That would be very acceptable and practical.
Let me, for my question, anyway, because we're got... One second. Because my question is, I mean, I know all the people that have been proposed for the committee and their past interest and work that they've done and, you know, their knowledge of the problem. Are you resistant to... from what I think I'm hearing, you're encouraging the committee. Are you resisting their proposal to rescind the action until, you know, you and them can get together and do more planning? You're saying you're willing to still work on it with them?
If we are authorized to do so, I'm definitely interested in continuing to do what we've talked about for 30 years.
And that's where I'm at, because I know that there... Here's what I don't want to see happen, and this is what I've said before. Out of the 300 lot owners, to see, you know, 290 of us lose out because some are, you know, I don't want this to be an ego battle over, or, you know, there's obviously some rough feelings or some distrust in there. But I do know the people that are there. I think that they mean well, and I know Dale's intention and desire to just follow through on things that's been planned. The question is, can we all play in the same sandbox and get along and be productive? And so, you know.
Okay, Ben, I'd like to respond to that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think what we're asking for, first of all, you know, of course we want a more detailed plan. And to do that, we would be willing to work with y'all to do that, to present one that we can make to be fair to all the memberships and is right to all the memberships. So I think the first thing we're asking for is the retention of the vote, number one. And then we can talk about forming a committee because we are willing to do this, but we just can't do this with the assumption that, you know, Clark's Investments right now still has to go ahead to proceed because we want to make sure things are done in a fair and just way. That's what we're asking.
Okay. All right. For those that are on the phone, they've got a medical emergency. So Dale and Patsy are leaving. They just got a phone call that Patsy was on. So they've got to run on in a medical emergency that they just got called on. So, this is the frustrating thing for me on the board as a Clarkson and knowing the endless discussions of Dale and some of these projects and stuff that he's had for Dream, that he's been working on. I think that I know what he's planning and proposing. But at the same time, there's a lot of members that have been, here for years or some that haven't been that, obviously have some concerns, which rightfully they have a right to be concerned about. I think that if we can all work together, I don't see why these five people on the board can't work with Dale in getting some of the answers and ideas thought through and communicated out to all the rest of the members. Definitely will be better communicators than Dale is, in moving forward. And so, with that, that's what I was trying to get out of him. If the committee's not willing to do it, then we're back to a standstill. If Dale's not willing to work with them, then, nothing moves forward. And I do think that this is an important enough thing that as much as we can, we need to move forward, And with Dale's knowledge and his financial contribution, I would like to see that happen. But at the same time, I think the board, as far as I know, I definitely would like to see, and we voiced those concerns last meeting, is, that be done in a thought-out, well-planned way, so that there's not adverse effect or things that may come back to bite the entire association.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, a couple others that want to talk, we'll get here to the mic.
This is Mike. I feel like we're 99% of the way there, listening to Ben and knowing what others feel. It's just, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, it's just a simple statement of let's start over, let's clear the slate, get the committee going, and I know, and everybody on the committee agrees, we want Dale to develop this water source if it's ever developed. Dale's nobody in the world more logical than Dale. We just want to have it documented and have writing on it and have an agreement between Clarkson Investments and the association so we can go forward in a clear, concise manner. I don't feel a lot of distrust. I don't have any experience to give me that reason. You all hear things, but hearing is really valueless unless you're personally involved in it. So my feeling is, and again, I'm only speaking as one member of the committee, it's a resource. It's one of the most valuable resources the ranch has. So let's move together and let's work closely with Dale and form the committee and get the job done in a documented manner.
Okay.
Candace Bose, as a longtime member of Deer Springs Ranch, I believe having an association. This association with the people commented on this group that they'd like to have together as a committee. That's what we are. We are an association. The thought of developing something as important as this is to Deer Springs Ranch, I do believe it should be a group of people with Dale included in it. The second point is the magnitude of this project. The money involved should be presented to the membership as a group. It should not be, in my estimation, a vote that the board takes, which is a good thought forward, but the board putting this much money out and a project of this magnitude should be something that should be well planned out by a number of people within the association that are very well capable of working with Dale and putting it together to the membership, whether it be a special election, a special meeting, or at the annual meeting. This is how I feel as well, because a vote by the members here and a vote by the board to do something, I think we should have more of our 290 members have a say in it rather than just be told, this is how your money is going to be spent. Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion that is on the table?
Yeah, let's add to Tammy's statement there. I think that's a good plan, Tammy. I think, you know, if we start with what the outlines are so far, start on a clean slate, form the committee, find out the dollars, find out the information, and then present it to the membership. That's how any reasonable project would be started and followed through by. I think that's an excellent idea.
My mom always said, don't put the cart before the horse.
Anybody else like to speak to?
Well, the
yes. Grant, I'd like to call that.
Yes.
I'm just concerned. I was listening to the minutes last month, and I'm very concerned that this project was approved with too much or not enough definition, but I was wondering who was going to own the water rights, who was going to own the system that was developed, and I just think it makes a whole lot of sense to step back one and revoke the approval that's been given and then define this a little bit better so that we know going forward more of the costs and the responsibilities and the ownerships of this. So that's just my comments.
Okay, thank you. My whole issue on this whole thing is not about Dale being the one who develops it, and along with our assistants, we'll be more than happy to work with it. And it has absolutely nothing to do with, it has everything to do for me about a plan and a contract. And whatever we move forward with, I think it's our responsibility to represent the members of the association in a fair and equitable fashion. I think that we desperately need Dale's involvement. He knows he's got a good idea what's going on. I have no problem working with him and moving this project forward and developing the resource. You know, that's never been my issue on this thing. I just would like to have it in a way that we have everything laid out in front of us. We have a contract of sorts between Clarkson Investments and DSROA, and then we can move forward in a fair fashion. And I think this is, if we'd have done this to begin with, I think we would have eliminated a whole bunch of problems. You know.
Yeah. Let me just say a couple things. This is Ben, because I want members that are going to listen to this recorded or anything to know that, you know, we as board member, I am listening to what they said. There's been a lot of feedback since the last meeting. You know, Brent voted against it. He was very clear why he was voting against it, because there was not a written plan and a contract. Dirk asked Dale if he would allow us to postpone it another month and try to do that. Dale was very clear and said, hey, I have no problems, you know, putting together, if somebody wants to put together a project, a proposal, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just personally not going to. And Dale is not good at that. Dale's good at doing what Dale is passionate about and does good, and getting caught up in contracts and stuff, something that he gets dizzy and just says, you know, and gets frustrated with that. So now that when we got the feedback, again, this was Dale's proposal back to the board, is to ask and see if the committee would serve, because, again, I don't think that he resists it from anything that I know or what he said. I'm happy and a little bit surprised that we have this much interest of somebody that will actually, I mean, Candace has been president, Larry Berry's been president, being president of this association and trying to get a committee who will actually
work
and do something, these are five individuals who have shown that they are willing to donate their time and really think through something for the betterment of everybody. Now, they're not going to agree, but I think it's the best situation for you know, where we were. I don't want to get on stepping toes. I mean, Dale can be a little offended because we're asking him to take a step backwards. There's others that there's a little personal feelings, you know, that get rubbed in here. But Hopefully it'll move forward, because that's what I would like to see. You know, Candace, one question I have in making the decision as a board member, and I don't, you know, a special meeting of the is good, or, you know, I agree. I struggle as a board member making some of these big decisions without a lot of input.
Yeah.
I do like having a committee that's really going to spend more time than the board together can spend on it. But I do know that in order to do this, you know, some of it, Dale's going to want to try to get through some of these questions answered before the annual meeting in September. And that's where I just want to clarify a little bit. The vote that we took last month was not to give any water rights, the ownership of water rights, any of that was never in question. We were very clear. DSROA will still retain all ownership of the water rights, that the improvements, but and no question, Dale or any of us, we can't go and build the system until we know how much it's going to cost. The problem is, that's still step 10 or 12 down the road until we even start going and exploring it and meeting with the engineers, and that's what we gave Dale approval to move forward. Now, I'm still very comfortable doing that under a little more direct direction of the water committee, this new water committee, in, like I said, taking more time and people that will go up to the ranch and do some on-site inspection stuff with them. But I think that we all agree. The difference that's been talked about, whether it's going to cost $50,000 or $500,000, or, you know, there have been numbers as high as $1 million. The difference is Dale up there with his knowledge and doing this on a donated basis, or are we paying engineers at $200 an hour to do a lot of that footwork? And that's a lot of the big difference of cost. So it's a huge benefit if Dale will do that. I just want to clarify two other things. We talked in that vote, you know, the Meadow Canyon water right of 135 acre feet, Dale proposed to take 5 acre feet and instigate, you know, to create these 10 connections to do the upper water system and the one at the hidden cabin and then one for his lot, which, again, I understand some that want to cry foul that that's self-serving. It does not matter if Dale Clarkson owned that lot or any member owns that lot. They do have a water right of 0.45 acre foot and would have the right to come to the board and say, hey, I want to hook in to something and I want to help push this forward. So because Dale owns that lot, he definitely is got an interest in trying to get water to his lot. We can't deny Dale any more than we could deny any member in doing that. But it is going to take a lot of planning to know how much money we cost. Is it anything that the association can afford? You know, Dale has offered to fund a certain portion, but he said in the meeting, you know, I'm not planning to go and put $200,000 or $300,000. And by the time that this water system, which is the largest water right we have in the heart of the ranch that really could serve the most cabins and the most lot owners, you know, it will be a phased process over many years. And so, anyway, I hope that answers a couple of the questions that, you know, that I've been asked. You know, because people that didn't listen to the meeting or couldn't hear in the meeting have said, well, what about all these million things? A lot of those questions were answered before the board voted on it, and the board as a whole was all clear that, look, this should take a little bit more time. I'll be the first to admit, and I know a lot of these questions, you know, that was the first time as a board that we had heard anything about it. You know, I've been involved for years and know that Dale still talked about, and we've needed to do that. And so, you know, we've all got to be a little bit patient with his impatience, because in his stage in life, and, you know, he's trying to wrap something up, and to other people, it's a brand new idea, and they're wondering, where in the heck did this idea come from?
My main concern, though, Ben, was the fact that the association know about it, and it wasn't a thing on anybody. It was just, I think everybody should know about what's happening in this type of program, and we listen on the Internet to the same information that's going on here. And the whole fact that all of a sudden this thing comes up and it's voted on, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I think with what the proposal is from the committee, I think it's a fantastic way to put it together with Dale's help. And as I say, I'm not against that either. I just would like to have a little more knowledge, time. What's the time frame? What's the contract? What is the plan?
Well,
you don't have it, but we have to know, you have to know as well.
Right.
And as I say, that was just our major concern and where we move from here.
Because, I mean, if the snow melted, the ground was good, you mean people are going to go up there and do it without a plan and a contract. So that's the key, and
well,
I appreciate you listening to what the committee has proposed, and you as a board of four people left, what you're going to do from here.
I don't know if we even have a consensus. Do we with four of us?
Yeah, we just we would need four of the seven of us, so we still have a majority.
You know, it seems to me like this is going to benefit a certain amount of people. Fine. But each of those people have a water right with their place.
This is Larry Bear. I think that this will benefit, and rightly so, a group of people that own property at the ranch. But each of us have a certain amount of water rights that we, if we're going to benefit water, we should use that to benefit ourselves. And it shouldn't have to even affect any water rights from the main water rights from Deer Springs. Now, when I drilled my well, this was still an open basin. I don't know if it is now or not.
It is, Larry. But
I would.
Every member is entitled to 0.45 acres of water. That acreage, so they could legitimately claim that.
And it cost me $44,000 to put my water rights in so that I could have my farm. So I think that this would be a great thing. But I think if they put their water rights in and then spend their funds to those that benefit it, it shouldn't have to cost the ranch any extra money.
Well, and I don't want confusion. We clearly, in last month's meeting, asked and drilled down many times. There is no financial obligation to the ranch.
Absolutely.
Okay? So,
but I think it's great.
Let the record state that. And so a couple of other clarifications I would like to add before we get too much sidetracked. Any member has call upon association water rights. If any member came to us and said, I want to do something with my lots, I want to use some of the association water rights, I want to do this at 100% my expense, if it crossed association property or if it interfered with any of our existing springs, we'd certainly expect collaboration and coordination. But we would probably move forward with a proposal. The issue with this is that we all, every one of us here, are uncomfortable with the details in the proposal. Dale's attempt to reassure us was to say, as I get working on this, every month I will come back and I will tell you what's going on and I will give updates. He's also said, as his proposal, that we form an extra committee to oversee that activity. Now, I think that it's a little bit of semantics here, but everybody has agreed conceptually that we need to back up and we need to have a little better description of what we should be doing before we are moving forward. I think Dale agrees to that. I think we all agree to that. The only thing that there's not an agreement on is completely rescinding last month's resolution, which we can do. And but I can tell you, let's not do that without anticipating what the result of that will be, because I suspect the result of that will be Dale just saying, well, never mind then. And so I think what you would all hope is that we rescind it, we all back up, we move forward with better organization, we bring Dale into that process, and we move forward with his participation, his financial contribution, but under the better direction and plan of a group, right?
Yeah.
But I can tell you that's probably not going to be the outcome if we vote to rescind this. So just bear that in mind. And I can tell you, I personally am leaning towards rescinding it for a couple of reasons. One is all the issues that have been discussed, but even in Dale's protection, if he's invested $50,000 in this and then the board rescinds it, that's not a very good time to have that rescinded. And that's still, I think, where it will eventually head if there's not a good buy-in.
Right.
And so for his protection as well, even knowing that it will probably taint the waters to the point where he will say, forget it, that's the way I'm leaning.
Hasn't it already to a degree? So if
I think we would have to work hard try to keep it moving forward.
If a motion is made, be defined in how you say the words and how you want to remove the previous motion. How could it be stated in a semantics way that would not put anybody at risk or at harm and not alienate?
Invalid option.
Oh, sorry.
That was you! Still there.
Black Peter said so. Couldn't agree more.
If indeed what these two gentlemen have so finally stated and what Dale has stated, that for 30 years he's wanted to accomplish this, if it's truly his intimate most feelings, then why would he not want to work when everybody says, let's go, this is the new way, it's above board, we have all this together, it's going to be done if it's truly his heart. I feel really good about this program, but one thing I want to bring up is I wanted to say, let's not close the committee at just those people. If there's somebody else in our organization that wants to join to work with it, that Dale would feel is not opposing him, let's offer it out to somebody else, other people who would want to work on this also. So that's my input.
This is Mike. I address this basically to Dirk and Ben. Dale has wanted this to happen for a long time. All we're saying is if you folks vote to start over, we're not saying, Dale, we don't want you involved. We're giving him full, total support of everyone. The membership present today, the members of the board present today. All we're saying is we got to take a step back, plan it, get some ink, write a contract, and get to work. And that's business people think that way. And Dirk, I hope that Dale would just see that as a way of getting the job done. And he's the one who suggested the people on the committee, nobody else.
Right. And it should be a positive. Dale can't do this alone, and he needs people that Jody and Vance that have already in the last year helped us to clarify the address and some of the water rights and the other people that definitely have interest. To have a team working on it together only benefits the project, the association, Dale, and everybody. So I don't think any of us question that. There has been some personality rubs and conflicts that I just hope that they can all work through. I mean, most of us have worked together before and continue to work together, but none of us can control anybody but ourselves. And so trying to tell the kids to play nice, it doesn't always work.
Well, here's the thing. Dirk actually said it, and I've made it pretty clear that I usually just go to sleep when Dirk is talking. but he made a good point, and I say, and one of the things that I wanted with the contract with Dale was I'm as concerned about Dale being protected as I am about PSROA being protected, because I would hate to think that a new board would come in after he had spent some money and you know, take his feet out from under him. I don't think it would be fair. And so, actually, Dirk, in his when he was talking, he actually made what I would consider to be the appropriate proposal, and that is we vote to rescind, and as part of this voting to rescind, the vote is to also move forward with Dale spearheading, the committee advising, and anyone else who wants to join in is more than welcome.
Do you make that as a substitute motion?
I make that as a substitute motion.
I would suggest you make it as a resolution.
That works for me.
Because I don't think we can undo a resolution without another roll call resolution.
We don't have all the members.
We have a call.
We have enough to pass it, and others can still chime in. We want their input, but again, I was hoping Davey would get here, but, you know, Dale left.
Can I help wrap this up with a final here?
Yeah.
Point of order, Vance. We have time out, Vance. We have a motion. Hold on just a second, Vance. We have a motion. Do we a resolution for a motion? Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a second. Now I'll invite discussion, Vance.
Okay. Well. Somebody's
going
to need to restate the resolution
that we missed it. Okay. Would you restate the resolution, Brent?
That we rescind the vote of the February meeting and that we go forward in a resolution form of having Dale Clarkson spearhead, help the planning, and have the committee that has been assigned work in an advisory basis with him and open the committee up to any other member of the ranch who wants to, or any other member of the SROA who wants to participate.
Okay. Did you capture that, Linda? Okay. So that is the motion that's been made and seconded as a substitute motion. In the form of a resolution. And is there any discussion on that motion or that resolution? Ben?
Yes. I want this to work, and so I want to clarify before I vote. Jody?
Yes.
You're on, okay? Because it's been proposed for you to be the chairman. I just want to know from you, are you comfortable with that? If you chair that committee, do we want to open it up to 20 people, or do we want, you know, I hate committees that get too big because they become ineffective.
Yes.
But I think adding Dale to the committee is logical. But can you tell us how you feel, Jody, as far as chairing that and the members that should be on it?
I don't know that I'm the best person to chair that committee. I'm more than welcome or will try to serve it up if I can on it. I think that would be something maybe when the committee meets, they can decide who's going to be the chairperson at that time. There's a lot of people that have a lot more experience than I do, but I'd be happy to take any role if they want me to. I think for outside members, or the members that want to join in that aren't on that list, that would be fine. I don't see that. I know more gets to be a problem to have so many ideas. I think more heads are better than little heads.
Right.
I think more input is good.
Okay.
So I'm okay with that. I think that's great.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I just don't want to try to appoint and have you be chair with your distance. That doesn't work anyway. In the meetings, you know, if they get together, we'll be open. Any member would be welcome to attend and be up to speed on what's happening. But we do need to keep it something that's small enough to be effective.
Would this be a committee strictly for the Meadow Canyon project? Or would this be one that they could split between that one and the Lake Spring project?
Paul was asking if this was a committee just for the Meadow Canyon or if it was going to do, other projects. Again, I'm assuming that it's specifically for this Meadow Canyon development. But again, if we can work it effectively, it definitely should grow, and continue to be the effective water committee for all the water rights. But I do think that for them to have a focused scope of what they're focusing on in the near future and try to make some progress on this one project.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes, Vance?
Yes. Go ahead, Vance.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. There's somebody way in the distance, and I can't tell. Embedded in Dale's proposal to solve the committee is the implicit agreement that we'd be working with him. I don't know where it came from that we wouldn't include him. closes the water system. I think that's been made clear. It's just the process. Quick question. I don't know if Mac is all there because I missed the roll call. But would there be anybody who would disagree with me that this is probably the biggest project that the ranch is going to embark on to this date?
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
I'm pretty sure that was true. We just need to be treating it as such. You know, that's the bottom line. If somebody from, you know, hold up, or not to change that word, we have to use something else. Let's just say, hey, came in and said, I'm going to do this water system for you. What kind of scrutiny would that person get? And I'm just saying the same scrutiny should be there. I understand that Dale may be a little aggravated, to use his terms, and evoke rescission. But this is business in capital letters, okay? He should understand he's done lots of projects in his life. He should understand about this. He should see where we're coming from. And I just hope that he can see past all that.
I think he can. Let me just say this. I would invite everybody to read a book that came out a couple years ago called The Speed of Trust that was written by the guy that wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Covey's son wrote The Speed of Trust. And that's where things get done in the business world, is people that build the relationships over time. And it's not governments fighting with each other or everybody kind of picking what they want. The problem here is Dale feels that he has earned the trust of the association. And in some cases that's true. And then in a lot of cases, the plain fact is people do not trust Dale. I think that the board that now is here has worked with him, and I have a level of trust. Again, I've worked with Dale longer than I've worked with anybody, you know. I know on this specific issue where he's wanting to go, and he knows where he wants to go. Getting there and going through all the dotting I's and crossing the T's is a very difficult thing for him. So my last thing is to beg the members of this committee and all members to, for all of our benefit, and Dale's listening to this, be patient with him in his, when he gets irritated, and like he did today, he starts talking a little bit condescending that, well, you don't trust me, and I've been here, and if you only knew the history, you would all agree with me. That's just his way of moving forward, and at this time, if we can all work together, it will all benefit us. You know, it will benefit everybody at the association. He's trying to do a good thing. He just does things that, you know, agitates or causes enough suspicion that then we have a lot of members. So if there's any members out there that have questions, if they will just talk directly with Dale first, and if not, you know, as a board member, I am happy for you to talk to me, and I will get answers to questions. It's when we get this whirlwind of suspicion going behind the scenes, and Dale not knowing whether to answer questions, or if he answers questions, that only creates more suspicion, and then he's pretty much a stalemate. If we get back into that, and that's what has hampered the association, you know, the last 10, 15 years, none of us go anywhere. I hope that we can, you know, work together. And at the same time, I want the association to know my commitment will be to put Dale, all the pressure I can, and a full court press on him, that he swallow what ego he needs to, or you know, jump through a few hoops that he doesn't like to do. But the people of the association have the right to know what's going on, and shouldn't be left in the dark. And so, if people ask questions, don't get aggravated. Just try to answer them. And so, I will definitely do what I can to get him to encourage him not to quit or cop out or feel hurt about it, and to move forward productively. And I think he will.
Candy Jose.
And you also asked for Dale that, you know I am looking forward to working with him so we can learn these things that he has done in the past and how to proceed on these things. And maybe we can share with him, or maybe he doesn't want to know, like how to make the contact, how to put these things down. It's a two-way street here. I'm willing to learn from him as much as I can, and I want to learn
this
stuff.
There's a lot of knowledge on
both
sides.
You know, we can do the details. If he doesn't want to do that part, then cool. We'll do it for him. No problem.
Okay.
We need to pay attention to what we say. We're not you know, that's the problem with the no contract thing is, you know, we can work and work and work on the committee, and nobody is obligated to pay any attention to what we say when there's still a blanket agreement in place to allow work to commence.
Right.
So the Candy Bose, the caliber of people that Dale has chosen and agreed to work with, their knowledge and interest can only help the association with Dale in the trust issue.
Right.
So if this motion, i.e. the resolution, is accepted the way it is, I think the only thing that I think that should be written in there is maybe something in terms of a time frame.
That was my comment.
When are they going to get together? If Dale wants to move on it, when can they get together?
Because we have something by annual meeting. If they could present something to the association by annual meeting or something.
Oh, I think it needs to be moved fast.
Right. Oh, yeah. But I think, as I say, with the caliber of people, with Dale, everyone working together, that trust issue won't be invalidated with a plan and a contract. I think that's something that can move forward with the association.
So it shouldn't be open past those people that have been recommending? Except for input.
I don't think you can open it up and say to everybody.
Anybody has a voice, and probably the committee will listen to them. I don't think that we need to hold it up by adding a bunch of new people that come up later.
Would you consider amending your amended motion?
I will say the committee will be open-minded and listening to any member who wants to provide input.
Okay, rather than
opening it up for another
additional membership. Committee.
And that makes the responsibility yours and their interest.
Okay. Brent has accepted that as a friendly amendment.
To
his amendment.
Time frame.
And do we want a time frame? Can we put a time frame?
Well, I think you can put a time frame for when it needs to start.
Okay.
I know Dale is anxious to have enough plans, you know, while... Again, we're already through the bad weather, so that when weather allows, you know, this summer, to at least be able to get up there with engineers and explore and, you know, and do some of the field work.
You know, there's no reason in the world why we can't just start working on it as soon as we can get there. And we're all...
The idea is within the next couple of weeks you guys would start doing something.
Yes. And we can communicate via email effectively.
Yeah, that's what our makeup basically says. I mean... We need what
they have done,
and we don't have them.
Okay, so any other discussion on the motion? Okay, Curly, would you like to know what the motion is before you vote?
No, I'm driving.
I already know I've been listening on and off. My question is, what kind of power does this committee have?
They have the power to make a proposal
to the board.
In our discussions that we've had, our power is advisory. We work with Dale. We come up with it. We advise. You know, Dale gives us information. We advise the board on our findings. And with our discussions with the members. You know, this is how we think it ought to go ahead, and then we tweak it from that point. We don't have the power to say no. We don't have the power to say yes. We just have the power to advise the board as to what
you want.
Well, they may propose a written contract that then, once ratified, would be a binding thing.
Appoint a committee to write a business plan for consideration to give guidance to this project and govern the generous offer of Dale Clarkson. So I spoke that's pretty thorough.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, any other discussion? I call for a question by roll call. Kathy was the second.
We don't need to resecond because we changed the initial.
Yeah. Because we still have an amended motion.
She resecconded.
And she did.
Okay.
Roll call, Kathy.
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Dirk?
Yes.
Dave Turley?
Yes.
Yes. Resolution passes unanimously. Okay, next item.
Moving on up.
Okay, agricultural and wildlife. Willow mowing. Hey, Paul, get her done.
Okay. As soon as I can get up there.
No,
okay, seeding efforts. I had some experts go up and look at the areas that we seeded, and there's some of them that I made maps of all the areas with the acreage. I won't go through them in all detail, but a lot of the areas that we've seeded, we just need to see how they go this year.
Do I need to hand these out or no?
No, they're not multiple copies there.
Oh.
A lot of areas we need to reseed this fall. I've got some recommendations for a number of seeding activities. Most of them are going to require that we have a grain drill, which we don't have.
Had to borrow one.
So we need to be working towards figuring out how we deal with the grain drill. And NRCF has a no-till drill that would be perfect for our use, and they allow us to borrow that as it's rotating around the area. So I would suggest we look at that option.
NRCF?
Is that going to be one of those things where it's in our area this time of year and we need to take advantage of it? It's probably not going to be the time of year that we need it.
Well, there's a couple of different drills that they had. One, aren't you using the one drill for the NRCF?
I have one now that
has been used probably once in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Well, the only problem with it is very narrow. In my ranch that I'm seeding now, the regular one's 16 foot wide, and it was up to BLM, and we could have taken it. This one's only like 8 feet wide, where I'm going in around trees and stuff, and so for Deer Creek, where we have areas cleared out, we're going to want to have the full drill. But the full drill was up here, unless somebody's taken it. I mean, we can sign it out and use it for free.
There's a 14 or 16 footer in Johnson Canyon that belongs to the Robinsons or their, you know, whoever they lease that property from that's sitting there.
Not a no-till, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The difference is this one is a range line drill, so the tires are the size of a back tire of a tractor, you know, and here you can go over sagebrush, and, you know, it's built for rough and tumble, not a cultivated
field. And who is this from?
The BLM.
No. Well, it's actually an NRCS drill,
so
I believe.
You guys
they're separate. The NRCS has one also. This is owned by the BLM.
Is that something that we can call and say we'd like to use it?
Yeah, John Reese.
Yeah.
You know John. John, well, up to speed on it.
Okay.
There you go. That's a couple of resources. We just need to plan and schedule.
Now, I need to get together with you on that map to see what areas. I know the front sections were not touching.
Yeah.
But there's other areas. And there's other areas that I'd still like to brush off.
Well, there's a lot of mowing that needs to be done, even in the areas that we're not going to receive.
Yeah.
The sunflowers are going to take over. Unless we spray them and we mow them.
They're going to kill those beautiful flowers?
They aren't very productive for feed value.
They have really high nutritional value for cows.
I doubt that.
I've actually talked to ranchers about it and they told me that. That if you take them off the
speakers are off right now.
If you take them off the grass or hay or whatever and put them
back up.
They didn't shut off.
Okay.
They're all on batteries. That's just providing backup.
So the fact that they have to eat, they get...
Well, I know that. But as a main crop, it's not a good
crop. No, it's not a good main crop, but that's funny.
Well, we don't need 200 acres of sunflower.
Something I'd like to suggest. I recently discovered a friend of ours did a project up on top of the White Cliffs to contain water.
That's so cool.
What they did is they just kind of moved just a little bit of an area, probably 200 feet by 200 feet, and they just put this black stuff that the BLM provided, and it goes into a little drain and drains right into some tanks, and that would be a way up on Deer Springs Point that we could water some cattle.
Yep.
So that's, but we'd have to drill up there or seed up there or something, do some clearing.
Okay, so those are things that I think we'll be working towards. We don't have a plan at the moment, but we're starting the research, and I think we need to keep in mind that's the direction that we're headed. Secondly, and Linda, you should probably add this on here, so as a regular discussion item, I've gone over with Taylor Button all the fencing changes that we wanted to make in the meadow. He's preparing some different options for us. I hoped he would have had them today, but he doesn't have them completed yet. But
going from the 12,000 that was originally for the 7 that we budgeted.
Well, we budgeted more than 7,000, I think, but we asked him to change lines and stuff, so I've asked him to rebid and give us several different prices based on how we change the fences. For example, rather than fence up around the top of the metal along the old forest line, just a fence cut across where the road is,
mm-hmm.
and put in a new fence there so you don't have to open two gates just to go through an area that has no feed value anyway.
Right.
And so we can shorten some fences, and instead of putting a fence on the west of the meadow, perhaps just put a couple of wing fences that go up the hill some, because the odds of cattle going clear over that mountain are
right.
very, very little, and it's been very difficult to maintain that fence on the west end with the snow slides and the issues there. So he's going to look at that and come back with some data, and we'll be able to move forward based on that. But we will have him start doing the west or the east fence repairs as soon as his schedule and weather permits.
Backing up a little bit to the mowing. Looking at all the acreage that has been mowed and probably continue to be mowed on a yearly basis, and other areas that we're looking at mowing, the little brush hog that we have is a 6-foot brush hog. Production with a 6-foot brush hog with that many acres is kind of costly. If we could possibly in the future look at purchasing a wider deck.
I think we can keep our eye out, but the mowing I'm talking about is mostly mowing areas that have already
right.
been mowed, like around the airstrip.
Yeah.
So, agreed. Okay, that's all the updates I have on the agricultural. So, next item is Kathy.
Okay, well, we'll go right down to Area B. Area headquarters cleanup activities. We have 2 weekends planned, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. I think that means.
Oh, yeah, the 20th. Sorry.
And then the May 13th, 14th, and 15th for all of us who want to contribute to working at the headquarters cleanup, the projects that we have going. Nancy and we're going to work with her, is having Friday night barbecues here, some potluck things. We have projects that we're working on. We have some activities that Sean is working on. Brent agreed to have the trail open for us, right? He's going to show us where the trail is.
I'll give him my full attention.
I know this, what you said today. You might not get it done, so I'm going to push a little harder.
Well, if the snow melts, it'll be done.
Okay, well, if we don't have to see the snow in April, we'll have the weekend there. And anyone who has a special project that they'd like to see accomplished, if you haven't been to the ranch lately, it really looks good, really good. And we've got some, one thing I did want to say too is that I met with Kathy Pierce and reviewed all of her materials that she has that she's exchanging. And I sent out an email. Did everybody get my email? Because I didn't hear back. Is this just okay that I'm going to make a deal with her?
I got it. And I don't know when to be better at returning emails or when it just creates more of a sandstorm between meetings, and I know dirt you know, I've heard what's been said. Dirk wants to defer it to the meeting so we can discuss it. We don't want these meetings to go too long. The question I had is tile floors at Deer Springs practical?
Tile like floors are going to be used in the comfort spec where we're going to be showering and all that.
Well, and that's what I'm just asking. I mean, in showers, but, you know, up there where things freeze and cool and goes to extremes and stuff, you can lay the nicest tile, and if it was linoleum, it will give and shift and move, and you never know, and tile will be, all the grout will be cracked out of it in 12 months.
Well, what we're going to, Brent and Paul are coming over this week to look at it. There's windows, there's doors,
okay.
There's tile, there's linoleum, there's a multitude of things.
Okay.
So
there's a vanity, there's a lot of things that I think.
In the email, I didn't know, you know, how much, because it didn't say how much. You know, you looked at neutral colors, that all sounds good, and I think that...
I just want to make a commitment to her. I just said that we would take enough to cover her assessment with the doors, and I wanted the boys to come and look at it.
Okay. Well,
they're coming this week.
Between Mike and Paul and Brent and your...
looking at it?
You looking at it on hand, you're going to make a better decision than any of the rest of us.
I think we can get a heck of a deal on windows and doors and things that we can actually
use. If it's stuff that we can use, then
I don't think that's one of those things that we could open up that, you know, hey, if you got something to trade,
no.
You're not going to pay your dues this year. Just give us some junk. And.
But she has she's put some very good prices on it because I went and looked at what it cost. The tiles, the square tiles are like 80 cents a piece, and the cabinet is 70 for two pieces of really nice oak. The doors are everything is reasonable, and we wouldn't take anything that they don't think is normal is good for us.
Yeah.
We're not going to stock up on a bunch of tiles.
Right. Well, I just want to. I don't really want to see probably paint floors at Deer Springs put tile because I just don't think it will last.
We just put tile in the bathroom and cabinet, and it was kind of a test thing. And he had some special grout. And he's a professional tile layer. He did a good job, and he says it's supposed to float. Only time will tell. I am the same with you. I wouldn't put tile up in those upper cabins.
No.
But, Paul, we have tile in our bunkhouse,
mm-hmm.
and he put that in there and used everything special. It's been up there, 5 years now? We've had no cracks.
But I think it's a rental. I think you get people in there and kids
but
jumping around,
the
throwing.
Floor,
right.
We have not had any problems.
Good.
So, okay. And that doesn't mean it won't, but we haven't had any, and that's the same
good
thing.
Good
I think in the comfort area, we need some significant something that will be wearable in that area because it gets the worst.
When he cleans the tile in my bunkhouse, we'll never come up.
Well,
so,
get in there and wash it out is what we need to do sometimes because it gets so bad.
The stuff he uses and the crowd he uses, we'll get one.
Is everybody comfortable delegating the authority for this to Kathy as a board member? I'll make a motion to that effect.
I'll second.
Call for a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Something I'd like to bring up, if I could.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Any suggestions on the activities or anything that we could do on that weekend for cleanup, the weekends for cleanup?
I should make lemon sticky.
Yes,
sure. At a previous meeting, we already budgeted for $1,000 per container.
Yes.
Is it possible? Because we're getting a lot of stuff. We bought some headboards from the Comfort Inn. We're getting doors. We're getting windows. We have extra refrigerators. We have we need a storage container. At $1,000, they're flying out the door at $2,500. I think for $2,000 we can find a good one and almost have it delivered for $2,000. Is it possible to bump our budget from $1,000 to maybe $1,800 or $2,000 to get one coming?
I was working with one of the members.
What did you find out? Nothing.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time finding one at a good price, I can tell you that.
They're going like hot.
I found one up in Salt Lake and I emailed the link to Brent and 24 hours later it was gone. So I'll start digging really deep in the St. George area, close St. George Cedar.
Here's my situation.
Does Val still work with those?
Yep.
Val and Alan Speed also does too.
Do you want me to get a hold of Val?
Well, I would call anybody, but I know the price has doubled in the last 12 months.
Val got me some.
He's going so high.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's 20 years old.
Here's my situation. I have furniture in the mud just because there's no room for it in the shop.
I'll make it a priority. And I'll email the whole board on options, whatever I find. You guys
saw about one.
Yeah, you're not going to find one for less than $2,000 at St. George.
Are you talking 20 or 40 foot?
It's almost the same price. We want a 40.
We want a 40.
Yeah. It's dark and deep gray, or we can put smaller stuff.
It's going to be different. But
I got one at home. I put a string of lights down the center.
Yeah. But the other thing that I would say is freight is horrendous on it.
Yeah.
So if you find one that's $300 more in Salt Lake than St. or $300 less in Salt Lake than St. George, it's more than likely going to cost you a lot more than $300 to get it here.
Paul was saying we could possibly haul our own. Could we haul a 40?
No.
That's a big difference.
And that's why Val is the only one that's set up that I know of, because I called the guy in St. George that does all these. He has some down here on the south end, well, right up north of us here at the airport. But Val's the only one that has the wheels no bolt on where you can drag a 40 to Deer Spring.
I'll call Alan, too, because
I just had a 40-foot delivered from St. George, cost me $350 from St. George to Kanab.
Well, my situation is I have furniture sitting in the mud.
No,
and it's getting to the point where we're starting to collect some good valuable stuff.
Okay, sir,
I just don't want to be ruined.
I think if you can look at these folks in Colorado City, what prices they have and the fact that they're close, and look at the combination of those two, you're probably not going to find much better.
Okay. I'll get back to all of you.
Dirk hit it on the head. When I bought my 40-footer from Val, I found one, I think it was 3,000 delivered a couple of years back, but I found one for $1,800 in Long Beach. I couldn't get it delivered for less than $1,700.
Yeah.
In reference to the tile, if you want to put tile down, the guy that did my bunkhouse will do that in trade for cabin rental.
Is that the same guy that did cabin 8?
Yeah.
We're going to call him out because I don't want to just do the floor. I want to do the walls. Like,
he loves being up here so much, you give him a week's vacation up here out of one of the cabins, and he'll tile whatever you want.
Right.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is
supply
the material. He'll supply the talent and the labor.
Okay, so back on this issue, I would propose that we authorize budget up to $3,000 for a container, and you find your best bet, spend as little as you can for a decent container, and let's get it up here soon.
I think it's just got to be mouse proof. I mean, it's got to be one.
Right.
There's no holes and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it's got some dents and dings in it,
well,
we don't care. All of them do. So
yeah,
it's
just got to be all the way around.
Good closure.
We've been avoiding entering the doors or anything.
You're like,
well,
good. Eat them.
Are we going back to ranch?
I didn't have a lot of room.
But the thing is,
well, we
got motion on the table.
Thanks.
Is there a second?
Dave seconded it.
I seconded
it. Oh, on the buy the container, I second that one.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, Ben seconds it. Any other discussion? Call for question on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next item.
Where are we at on the fence? What was the issue there? Is this the time to talk about that?
The fence, you mean down at headquarters. We haven't talked about that, so go ahead.
Well, I've been waiting to get out there because the guys have torn out the whole fence around the front, and I haven't seen it. But we took out the climbing wall. The guys took out the climbing wall.
Good.
We took out the they're going to take out the post going in. And what we're looking at, if we can afford it, and I think maybe we can just, we've got a budget for some fencing, is really not still putting another fence around the whole area, but they last month they made a proposal that they're going to do a boulder and a log around the play area and around the garden cabin area, and then fence in just where the Braden's live. Make them a fence around there, and then
and I would like to see a dog fence that keeps the dogs in the backyard.
Right,
you're talking decorative fence.
Well, I'm talking about that, and then the fencing now that we're going to talk about is around the corral, and really would like to do, tell them what you'd like, Paul.
You remember those pictures that you sent out with the railroad ties and the 2x8s?
I remember them well.
I think when you first pull into the ranch, you know, there's all those posts right there. I'd like to just pull those. If we're not going to fence it all the way through and do something in there, then just do away with it altogether. But when you go in, you look to the left, there's the corrals, and that's all you see is junky corrals. I propose leaving the chute and then that fence right there, but going to the north left of the chute all the way up to the barn, do railroad ties and 2x8s. There's that section of fence there, and then eventually doing the whole thing all the way around on the outside, like we talked about.
As we can afford it.
As we can afford it. But what this will do right off the bat is change the aesthetics. When you first pull in, you're not going to see the trash trailer. I mean, the trash in the trash trailer. And eventually not see the trash, but you're going to see a beautiful fence and a nice looking chute. You're not going to see the broken downs.
Well, let me say, I like what you're saying. Tie in the barn to the chute, which has been torn out and stuff, to rebuild that stuff that, you know, it ties in with the railroad type theme that was there. I like that. We've all been concerned about the climbing wall and liability and stuff. I'm glad that's down. I question, personally, the posts are there, and I know that they're just posts, but it does kind of lead you into the ranch, and it keeps people from driving out and parking RVs all along the meadow and stuff. I don't, I'm open to other people.
I haven't had a whole lot of people driving out there.
I thought we were going to put some of these rails that we got from Steve Living Average on those posts.
I just hate to see us go and spend more labor to tell out other labor instead of building something. If something's there, unless it's
posts, we'll have good use for those posts.
Right. But I like this project. You know, the project's started and half done.
Well, let's separate issues here, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's make one decision. Do we agree for the corrals around the barn and animal areas, railroad tie, and wood rails? Everybody love that. Agree to that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. The next issue, the curved poles with no railing on them whatsoever. Do we take those out or do we put railing on them? Or do we leave them the way they are?
My suggestion is if we're not going to do railroad ties and 2x8s over the whole entire thing, then you're going to come in, you're going to have this, and then you have that. It's two different things.
And this is only half anyway, so we either have to finish it, leave it like it is, or pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Part of fencing that all the way in is when you get Doug Hunt up.
So let me say, which one of the three are we going to do?
I think we should do
it. You're saying out?
Well, and we have an issue of, and this needs to be kept in mind, cattle, if they come in a big trailer, they've got to be able to move around.
Right. There's a chute, not just the one chute coming off of the big semi-truck loader, but the other side one that's over by the tractor.
Out.
I'm saying
out.
We need to go out.
Right. Out. Out.
Out.
Out. Okay. All right. Thank you for making that decision.
Hey,
don't go out.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, taking out the cedar post to reuse.
Next question is the fence around the playground area. What does that need to be?
Needs to keep kids in, doesn't it?
I think the outer fence, keeping them from running down into the wash, yes. But coming out this way, you know, where the horseshoe pits were and the water stand and everything, that little fence that was there, I think served a purpose at one time when they had cows in headquarters.
Is there still a fence that separates the playground from the where the pigs are?
Yeah, there's little corrals there.
Okay, so we're leaving the fence against the wash, which is a net wire fence. And we're talking about the fence that would just go around to mostly prevent people from driving in there and
defining
the area.
Establishing, you know, this is a driveway and this is a...
So what fence are we going to put there?
I don't know about the log, but I think just some boulders, just establishing.
Do we need to keep animals out? Because the log, and that's the question. Are we going to have animals in that area?
No.
Hopefully not.
I think just boulders would be...
To define the parking lot.
To define the parking lot.
Well,
keeping them from driving on the lawn.
But there's fence anyway. There's no gate.
Well, that would be the issue here. Do we need to build a fence that would keep animals out of the yard of the ranch house and also the playground?
Right. I think the playground fence and the one that runs along the front of the ranch house ought to be the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was going to hit that one on number four.
All right.
But anyway, let's say if we agree they should be the same, what should that be? It should be something that has some aesthetics to it. It doesn't need a lot of functionality, but it needs to look good.
Personally, this is my view. I don't think we should do anything. If you look at it right now, you could establish it with something other than a fence.
Well, boulders would be...
Just something small.
The price of a fence that had to have upkeep, my biggest concern, everything I've shopped at had to have some sort of upkeep, continual, either painting or staining or fixing or whatever. So I like the idea of just bringing in some boulders for delineation.
And if you look at it right now, it's so nice not having any fence there. So to leave it all open, except for right
well,
now...
How about we say, let's leave it open and have you look at it, because you're going up tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And do you had an idea about rocks and...
No, that wasn't my idea.
Oh.
That was our idea.
Okay.
My idea is something else.
What's your idea?
We'd like to see your idea.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking, and you're saying maintenance, and I don't like maintenance, because I'm a better builder than I'm a maintainer. So I would put up cedar... and then not do anything. That's what I have at my house, although the posts go, if that's all you have is wood posts in the ground. Cedar doesn't need to be maintained, and it can sit there for a long, long time.
Also very branchy.
Yeah.
You're talking like split rails?
Just a couple of rails.
I was actually thinking, well, rails are one issue, but the other one would be...
Cedar panels.
Cedar panels, yeah. Like
so like a three-foot cedar
panel. Eight-foot panels?
No, he's talking like panels 6 inches wide, 1 by 6
right.
inches.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
We've looked at that.
With a fancy little bevel cut on the corners of that.
Yeah, the dog ear. You buy it.
Yeah, hardware corner. And I think
I like that idea.
Something like that would look nice and have a good boundary.
That's why we do want the screening and stuff. We definitely need that. But I have a hard time visualizing what we're talking. We're right by the comfort station. That place has been gone. There's a propane tank there.
I moved that.
Okay, that's gone. Mm-hmm. But we don't want people driving up onto the walk. We just need them to stop right there. And so some of that to just delineate with big rocks and allow.
And none of us are worried about animals getting in the front yard to eat all that lush grass that's in front of the ranch.
No.
We don't have an issue with animals that much.
We had it when the Robinsons were there.
When the Robinsons were there, they were in there all the time.
And when Willie was there, he let them come in. My concern is my budget is this big for this big of a project out there. So I'm saying...
However, to secure what
a ranch is all about, and that's where the cattle is kept to make that look good. And if we focus on that, and if we can get away with some free boulders around there, why not do that for now? Well, we take that $400 and put it into...
For now, it turns into 50 years.
Yeah. We put a pretty good amount in.
It'll be here next year.
Okay, I know. We put a pretty good amount in for fencing around there.
We did.
Yeah, but not, you know, it just costs so much.
This kind he's talking about isn't going to cost all that much.
Okay.
I mean, it cost us $800.
So I definitely think the ones we've taken, the priority to do the barn fence,
we got, and we approved like $2,000 for that fence.
How far
for fencing?
No, we have a separate fencing budget for
like three different
cattle fencing.
Okay.
We have a separate fencing budget for around the corrals, and a separate item for around the ranch headquarters.
I'd like to... propose that.
But I want to say one thing first. I would rather do 4 things than 10 things half right.
Right. I think before next month's meeting, I think you guys should come out and just see what it looks like without a fence there.
Right.
I mean, I've trimmed up some trees.
I've heard it. No, I need to see what's
really
nice. Personal feel. But
so if we use $800 of that for that, that's fine.
Okay,
I'll go out tomorrow.
Let's look
at it and take pictures. But Ben's got a promise that we're back and forth in emails because you don't do that, and then I'm just listening to crickets chirp, and I don't hear anything.
I got your emails to talk about crickets chirping.
I know, I'm thinking of you and the flutter. So, what, Brent?
He comes back at you, doesn't he? You too.
So,
there we are. Okay. Creative me.
You write
okay,
back in emails?
Do we like the idea that Dave is proposing if we can have a little estimate and it will fit in our budget?
The cedar
gun? I'd stop to see it it's something where we're wanting privacy, then I'd like that, but I own them.
Okay, backing up, do we want to have him at least take some pictures and discuss it?
Yeah.
Boy, that's
okay, is that good, Dave?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's see.
Any other discussion on that?
Good.
Next item, Kathy.
Okay.
And your girl.
Comfort stuff.
Oh, comfort stuff, okay.
the process of starting the demolition on the Comfort Stop. And Larry Meltzer here, he had said that he had donated a few hours in helping us rebuild it. But one of my fears, and I think we should keep an open ear and eye open on this, is once I tear into the floor, hopefully everything will come out and
clear down to the dirt.
Clear down to the dirt. Because we're going to have to replumb some things and get it together.
If we could draw a picture of what you want to do, would be helpful.
Yeah,
if we had
just something like that.
Marker.
A marker.
One of the poles or one pole on the top.
Two rails?
Yeah. I can go with that too.
Don't call me.
Two rails?
Yeah.
Two rails fence?
The round ones or the split?
I prefer split. I like the more rough.
Or
that's like the
one
that I like.
So, you guys know that the Comfort Stop, there's a door for the bathroom, and then there's a door for the shower, and they're both pretty tight quarters. The bathroom, I mean, it's split fairly nice, but there's not a whole lot of room in the shower. My suggestion, and this is what I plan to do, is tear out the walls. You know, behind there is another bathroom that hasn't been used, I don't know how long.
And then take you access from inside.
And then you keep going, and there's a closet on the backside. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the walls out in between the bathroom, the shower, and then the other bathroom, and just open it all up. So it'll be a decent-sized room, probably from about here to there, about this big, and have a tub and shower, a nice big vanity, and a nice big toilet with a bench and maybe a set of lockers in there for people. They come in, there'd be towels there, there'd be shampoo there, if they wanted to put their shampoo in the locker. But
would it be better to divide it so it could be used separately?
Yeah.
More than one person.
I agree with you on that.
Not one big bathroom, but two of the...
Well, I just don't want somebody being there showering, and you know, I show up with my family, and we're saying, hey, we got to get potty before we head home or something.
It rarely happens. You know, the door locked. Somebody's in the shower. You know, they're not in there for 45 minutes. They're going to be out in a minute. But just to have a nice big facility.
We're only putting in a 2 gallon water heater.
Just to have a nice big cold.
Can you measure it and tell us how many square feet? Because you know, again, we don't want too big.
No, it's not big.
It's not that big
at all.
I think that we should have a toilet separate too. Even if we have a toilet in the bathroom, I think there should be
because
a separate toilet room for people, like what Ben said. Because people come in all the. I have had someone in the shower and watched 10 people go through the toilet while there's somebody in the shower.
You gotta go.
Well, can you have the two doors and have one that goes about what there? That's just a toilet and a small sink that fix up, and then the other one blow out that wall where it goes into a nicer big suite. But so that you do have two functioning toilets. One is kind of a toilet suite, shower, tub shower, bigger room, and one's just a half bath.
Suite.
So how often does family come and do this thing all together?
Well, it's just like when we have the annual meeting there.
Yeah.
And, you know, last time I was there, we were just, you know, it was tight. I knocked on the door several times.
Why not put a door on the south side to that extra space and do a completely separate toilet and or shower there instead of making a bathroom suite, as Ben has suggested? Why not separate these things so that they're more user-friendly, so people can be in and out of them instead of doing a one big area?
Okay, so separate. Sounds like we have a consensus for separation. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing you are. You're just saying cut a new door in the south. I'm saying use one of the two existing doors.
Use both existing doors and add a third door on the south side for that area that's back there so that you can do another bathroom or toilet and shower or whatever.
So you have a shower and a toilet, and then the south door goes into a toilet shower?
Yeah.
Well, you have to make a third door. Just go through
the door. Okay, we give you directives to make two functioning bathrooms out of the three spaces. Okay? All right, next.
We're done. I'm done.
Okay. All right, Ben, legal?
Yep, I'm done. I don't know between you and Dale if there's
significant updates on county zoning. I'm honestly not doing the best. You know, for those that don't live here, I know that Kane County has been actively working. They have approved some of their new zoning ordinance that some will affect the ranch stuff here recently on the road. And then on the correction of the deed restrictions, it was authorized.
Yeah, it was.
To, right, well,
a long time ago.
We authorized the attorney to rewrite so we have something to propose to the members at the annual meeting. And
it doesn't need to wait till that.
Well, we need to get it written, what was approved, so that
yeah.
we can
we
have it in the
sign and record it.
Yeah, it was already.
So it needs to be typed up as an amendment and done, and we've, like Ben says, we've authorized our attorney to prepare those documents. And he may judge that you need to sign it too, Larry, because it happened when you were there, but
okay,
I don't know.
It was happened, but then when the next group come in somehow.
Well, they got talked about it. Just never recorded at the courthouse.
We got it recorded at the courthouse, and that stuff was, so it was officially approved in annual meeting. We've got voting record of it. I went through that last week. Vance forwarded it to me. It's just a matter of having the document signed and recorded at the recorders. So we'll get that done.
Do we need to take down your oath off of this list?
Yep. Any other questions there, Ben?
No.
Okay, Dave Turley, your section.
All right. We had a questionnaire for members addressing cabin usage. These questions are kind of ABC and D.
I think we did. We got one that we were putting in the newsletter. And
yeah.
That will come out to the board really soon. It's in there so that you'll see it.
It's the one that Dave sent to us, right?
It's fixed up one of everybody's thoughts and actions.
But Dave just sent us this one.
I haven't seen anyone else's suggestions. I have 39 things that I sent to everyone.
Oh,
here's my suggestion.
I didn't see that.
Pare it down to 10 questions or less. And that's my only feedback, and I think it's getting too many questions. For example, those that live here can ask city council to send out a questionnaire much the same with your utility bill saying what kind of infrastructure do you want to see, what kind of recreation and stuff. And I tried to fill it out, and if it gets too many questions, people will just trash it. If it's not a little more concise. So to say, what activities do you value at the ranch, and either let them multiple choice or fill it out. We have 10 different questions saying, do you do this, do you do that, do you do this, and okay, it's not pretty simple.
I agree. A little feedback would have been helpful. I didn't get any feedback on anything as far as that questionnaire. So I don't have an ego involved in this, so I promise you, tear it up, pare it down to 10, combine, add to, do whatever you want to, but we need feedback, and then we can get this in the newsletter. And this is what we as a board have come together on. And we're going to, and I agree, if there are too many questions, there's only going to be a certain percentage of people that are going to answer it anyway. And if we have too many, that number is going to decrease. So we need to make sure that it's worth it. But also, this is a great time to hear from the members. Otherwise, we don't know what we're doing, or we don't know what they want us to do until they start screaming and yelling and saying we're not doing the right things or we're going overboard. But this would be a great way to put some ideas out there, at least to feel like we're in communication with everyone else. And so this is our big chance, because I don't think we're going to do it next month or...
I felt whatever. Like your revisions were fine, personally.
Okay.
And so I don't have much more to discuss on it. I think those that have interest to revise it beyond that ought to get with Dave, and let's have Dave be the questionnaire maker.
Do we want to, the other question I had is, do we have anything we can offer as an incentive to have a drawing for those that send it back in, just to make it, you know, that's what, you know, Knapp City had a month free on your water bill, you know, it's $50, you know, not a big deal. But it does help people to say, you know what, I'll fill that out, because some people just don't feel the need to, we need their input, so.
Can they get a week of cabin time?
A week of cabin time that wouldn't cost us anything, that, you know, for those that...
Put all their names in a drawing for an extra
something.
Week or weekend?
Maybe even have your 10 questions, make them pretty general and have an area for comments. So other ideas you have,
instead of 39 questions, someone might put something in there, and it's something you could review.
Yeah, good.
I'd be happy to record my voice on their answering machine.
I'm afraid of that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
All right, and I've also I have had people suggest being real specific on the questionnaire, again, because this is our chance to find out what whoever's going to answer it, which might be 50% if we're lucky. It'll probably be 30%. Or less.
But it will give us feedback. How many?
But at least we have feedback from 30%.
Did you not get my email sent to you?
I probably did. I shouldn't be so. I shouldn't tell everyone.
I kept getting dirt fast, and I hope I had you right in the email.
You sent me a short one, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I apologize.
Okay. So does everybody agree Dave's going to put this together with any inputs and send it to Linda to include in the newsletter? Or send it to Nancy?
What's the time frame for your newsletter?
Let's get it going.
It's so, just about ready to go.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get it out this week. But
so I would say any inputs that you have, Dave, give to Dave. Dave, you use your judgment and pare it down or do whatever and give it to Nancy.
All right.
Proposal. I'm sending emails out for before they get there.
Yeah, well, I've got
those.
Create a proposal for buying cabin time by paying members assessments. I don't remember. Was this my idea?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you standing up in the there by the
change. Wanted to take it off? Okay.
I'm trying to understand. You put on your questionnaire, there's a question that addresses that.
Okay.
I don't think it was in the verbiage.
Yeah, it is. It's in the 39
buying cabin.
So what we're saying.
It's just a proposal that says, if you have excess cabin time, would you like some way that the association would try to pool and help it be rented out?
And then
apply it to your
yeah, that's C, and that's what he said on the website and stuff, so people can log on and say, hey, I don't need my time. Does somebody else want to pay me something?
Okay,
and we could quote Ben on that. That's as simple as I think it could be. Ben could put something on there where someone gets on and lists their name and phone number. And says, my cabin time is available, and it's first come, first served. Their name's at the top of the list. When their time is gone, their name is deleted, and it's the next person that put their name on the list that wants to sell their cabin time. And they work out the arrangements. They're responsible. If the cabin wasn't cleaned, they get dinged for the cleanup fee. It's that simple.
And your questionnaire, we'll see when it comes back. Is there a lot
David,
of that wants
what I think that we should do with technology where it is today, I think on our website it should say something like, if you want cabin time, the association agreed or whatever to use eBay. So if I want to sell my cabin time, I go to Craigslist or eBay or one of these things that where they put literally millions of dollars of program, I put in all my information, how much I want to sell it for. But, you know, just so the people know, if you go on eBay and search DSROA, it'll come up with people's cabin time that they're actually in the auction. Then they pay for it by credit card or PayPal or anything we all use pretty much anyway without spending a lot of time programming the site. I mean, we could just
do that all we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's do that then.
I agree that Ben should, or I propose that Ben should write that up for the newsletter.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. And the beauty of that covers D as well, because cabin rentals market to the public. So I'm done. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, is that so? It would be marketed to the public.
Okay. Next item. Well, let me back up just one question. This is a question Linda will have, and she'll be calling me.
Right.
If we have this utility and somebody calls up and wants to book time now, we actually make money for the association and sell them time. And even if extra members, if a member wants to buy an extra week, they've been paying the association. There's been some question, does the association have any time to sell? Is that really valid? Should the association do that or not? If we're helping people promote their own time and somebody calls in for Linda, is she going to say, well, this is how you get extra time. Look at section C on the website, which will direct them to other avenues.
Or is she going to still say, well, they called me, I'll sell them and book time and create revenue for the association?
I don't think there's even competition. Because the people that are going to go are going to be directed to each
other. It'll all depend on how she answers the phone call.
But don't you think that was our issue, that we were concerned that we couldn't, as a association, get into the business of renting?
Right.
Where we could still help our members rent by not getting, that we were kind of trying to get away from too much legality?
Right. No problem with doing that. The question is just this simple, and I don't want to get it more complex than that. Does Linda encourage people to look at that revenue, sell them on it, encourage them, or does she simply take the reservation like she used to?
Can I ask how often does that happen?
A lot.
6 times, 7 times a year.
I think we should keep doing it, and if members are going to...
We're probably bringing in, last year, $3,000-ish from it.
I was just guessing if I didn't.
I think from what I looked at...
Yeah, 37.
This idea, at least, the reason...
I was pretty proud of that number.
I think that's good. I don't know that we're going to be competing necessarily with that, because people are going to be marketing their own time, and they may be saving their lot because they're able to sell it and pay their assessment and get caught up with their assessment or whatever, versus losing it.
I think that we need to have both options. I think if they call Linda, who is a paid employee of VSRA, and on the VSRA phone line, that she books it and VSRA can keep the money, and I don't think that's a problem for people to be encouraged to either market their time. But again, they're going to have to then call Linda and book the reservation, you know, and be involved and be legally responsible.
Yeah.
For damage to the cabin and stuff, because it was made, you know.
So some sort of little thing needs to be written up so that when they decide to sell their time, they understand what they're putting themselves under.
Yeah, right. Ben will take care of that. And so is everybody in agreement to that split?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Back to you.
I'm done.
Okay. Dave is done. And holy cow, it's down to the last item on there, Paul Brayton.
And Nancy.
And Nancy Brayton.
So we've already talked about fencing, the upper meadow, the headquarters area. I might have an opportunity to purchase a cattle yard for $500.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the cattle guard that you're working on now?
They're not going as planned.
Joe has officially retired.
One is the
So he's going to have more. He's going to have more time for cattle guard.
He's going to have
more time for Joe. Joe, going to haul that thing down. Go on your lawn.
So we were waiting for that point right there, cattle guard.
So one reason is I moved the welder down to headquarters to be kind of. To put the portable generator on it. That portable generator is not really cutting it. It'll weld for a second, and then it'll trip. I got to go back and switch. I weld for a little bit. I don't know if it's the rod. That might be something you can help me out with.
Did you ever get that rod from Joe? Because
we haven't gotten anything from Joe.
Special rod for pipe. And I gave it to Joe because I thought something was going to happen.
I tried grinding down the beam. I tried grinding down the pipe, everything, trying to get a good...
So which welder are you using? Are you using mine?
The big Lincoln,
The ACBC.
The one you use.
Yeah.
Is your generator big enough to push it?
Well, you know, it worked fine at my place.
I thought the generator we had, that mobile one, was...
Is it a 5,000?
6,500, I think.
Yeah, 65 should push it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to say that I can get it done this week. I've tried with the weather; it's kind of been tough. But I want to continue working on it just so I can get it done and work on another one. But
yeah.
I think if we can get some cattle guard really cheap, and it's in Johnson Canyon, it's a 2-piece, 2 8-foot sections.
How wide is it?
2 8-foot sections.
Oh, so it's 16-foot.
Yeah. And they're railroad
track,
which is another point. I just went to the coal plant in Page, and they have a railroad track there for $10 a piece. Wonder if maybe I can get you know, 50 sticks of that. It'd be a little easier to weld on I-beam than with round pipe. But just know that I'm trying to work on these cattle guards and trying to get them done. You know, I can see a need for at least three of them up in the upper area of the ranch.
So is there money in the budget to buy those for the $500?
$500, I think we'd be stupid not to buy them.
Yeah, start.
Yeah, we'll use some of the fencing money, maybe, or something like that.
not the headquarters fence.
And this says water system. I don't know, other than the vaults, I don't really know why that's still on there.
Take it off.
Take off?
Yep.
Something I'd like to do this summer is finish the vault where we put the PRV, but also where that that other big vault is there.
That's why it's on there.
You know the big culvert that's up by the airship?
Yeah.
I'd like to dig that out and kind of build a vault just so it's a little easier to get
into. Yeah, well, we talked about that, doing a block vault, and yeah, you should do it.
Okay.
You have full go-ahead.
Okay. Okay.
One question for Joe. The rods that Joe, the wood should have, but they've been sitting out in the weather for the last 3 years. Are they ruined and rusted?
No, they were bought from a company called Conifron, and they're impervious to humidity.
Okay, well, because he still has his house out there. He's got junk piled everywhere, and my guess is either there or somewhere. They're still around, but he was gone for a long time.
But even at that, Noah, any welding rod that has been damaged by humidity, stick it in your oven for 350 degrees for an hour, and it's good as new.
Okay. Well, that's because I've seen him around town, and I would have been his ear.
From what I understand, there's a couple $1,000 of rod and steel.
We made all of them.
I cut them. I tried
calling them. Hey, Greg,
I just see his truck once in a while.
He's got married to Sylvan Johnson's daughter, living out there in one of those homes in Sylvan Johnson's ranch, I believe.
Well, I would think, Ben, if you see his truck or something...
Yeah, I'll just ask him and say, hey, there's rumor, and we need to know where this stuff is that was associated.
Yeah, if he's got it, let's get it. If he doesn't, you know, that's kind of why I'm done.
Well, Joe was going to build them, and then Joseph Wood said he was going to. Everything was transferred.
I gave him all the material. And then...
Who's going to be a detective and get these things from Joseph Wood?
I still think Paul should, but I mean, if I see him, I'll ask him. But
well, tell him to get a hold of me, or tell him I'm trying to get a hold of him to try and get it.
I don't know that he has a phone or anyway. I didn't find his white truck with the raft on the back and his big dog in it.
What dog? That Pringle dog? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
So in other words, if whoever sees him, talk to him and email everybody else.
Yeah, tell him.
I didn't know that.
Tell him we need to get that stuff.
Yeah, I think he'll run across it.
Does he have a...
It's a matter of stopping at the Johnson Ranch and driving in there and knocking on the door and saying, where's Joe Wood?
It's Joseph Woods.
Oh,
he goes by Joe Woods.
Yeah, he clarified that real fast.
Okay.
So Paul's
going to
stop in at the ranch and find him? Is that what you're saying?
I think it'll be a collective effort, but I'm going to be the guard dog and
get it. If you can, you'll get
it. Any next item, Paul?
That's all I got.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sir, may I make a comment?
Yes.
I think one of the things for the board is to do things that's cooperative and supportive and positive. Particularly, I'd like to make mention of Paul and Nancy. I'm delighted with them. I'm delighted with their friendliness. And all the things. I want it crystal clear, I have never proposed that we fire Paul and Nancy. I have never been critical of their employment there at the ranch. I appreciate what they're doing, what the service that they're rendering to the members. I am seriously concerned, however, that I have not told anybody that we need to replace them. I have nobody in mind to replace them. I have no intention of replacing them. But somebody is telling a lot of people that I'm going to replace them. Who's lying about what I'm going to do? I want the board to clearly understand, anybody else here, I have never talked about replacing either of you at Deer Springs Ranch. I do believe that you need to have priorities and different directions from the ranch. That's no secret. Everybody knows that that some different things should be done. I think you've done a marvelous job, and as an organization, if we want you to be the host and welcome everybody and be that kind of a person, cook dinner for them and all those things, that's wonderful. The organization, I think, needs to decide, can we pay $30,000 or $40,000 for that kind of public relations? Or do we have to hire somebody else to do ranch work that needs to be done? There's a lot of other things on the ranch that needs to be done, and it may be that you two are not the ones to do it. Maybe we need to hire somebody else to take care of the work assignments at Deer Springs Ranch.
In addition to, you say?
Oh, yeah. No, that have not been touched.
So basically you're saying we're good hosts, but we're not good ranch workers.
And I could list, I have listed for you and others.
Is that what you're saying?
The overall ranch is not being taken care of in many, many areas. And so all the letters that I've gotten recently about me wanting to see that you two are terminated or that you're to be replaced, that did not come from me. So whoever is calling people or telling people to write and give you support, I give you support in those same areas. I think you've done a nice job in some of the members, those that you have personal relationships with, and that's fine. I think the board needs to decide if that really is the assignment and what we're paying for, or whether we need to expand our budget. And I'll let you know that I believe strongly we should expand our budget to perhaps have additional work up there for workers to assist in taking care of some of the assignments. So I just want to make it very clear, Dirk, that the termination of these two has not been coming from me, and all the letters that come in to tell what wonderful hosts they are, I agree with them 100%. Going one step further, I have discussed briefly with some of Pat and I personally providing a very attractive bonus for you and your wife for some of the things that needs to happen at the ranch. And so that was one reason that we even talked about this questionnaire that Brent's been working on, so that the priorities, the work is getting done, and some good things happen that I think you folks will be pleased with as well as everybody else. But the termination of you is not coming from me, and I wish whoever is altering this and is telling the membership that they should stop, because it's a false statement.
Well, I thought we were.
I thought we were too.
I've asked Dirk yesterday and the day before, because Dirk and I were gone in the December meeting. Some of the stuff was talked about that's on the agenda, and I missed.
And that's when it all happened.
But I don't know. I've come into Dirk the last 3 days. Did I miss something? I'm getting these kind of emails, and I don't know if as a board.
I have no idea what's going on.
well, because that.
Let me clear something up. And Dale, this is where you and I are going to completely butt heads. And that is I sat right there in the meeting, and I don't know if this is the place to discuss it or if we should go into executive session and discuss it.
Yes.
Go into executive session.
I prefer to discuss it in executive session. But I take issue with what you said. You came right out and made that statement about looking for someone else.
Absolutely.
Now,
right next to you.
And so I took that. I mean,
I did not, Brent. Other than there are things that need to happen at the ranch, and we may need to look for somebody to do those other things.
Well, that's right. But you don't say that. You didn't say that. What you said was you were going to start looking for replacement.
I have somebody ready.
I'm sitting there going, hold the phone, Dale. And I said to you, if you want to start looking, go ahead and look, because we were going to do the evaluation, and you know, we can go back and forth on this, but that's exactly what you said. You were sitting to my left. You guys weren't there.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. And I'm sitting here going, okay. And I even said to you, go ahead. Because if they're not doing the job, we'll look at replacing it. I've been perfectly clear. I've been perfectly honest with them, and I've been perfectly honest with everyone else. I'm working with them really well now. Okay? Things are happening out there. I was perfectly clear about the fact that I think Paul works better under a structured environment. I think that I'm providing that structure for them. And I thought that we were going to sit down and evaluate them and work that out. But in that December meeting, that's exactly what you said. You might not have meant what you said, meaning you were going to look for an additional person. But what you said and what I received as the person who heard it was that you wanted to replace them, or you were looking for a replacement.
That's why I want to clarify. Right now, eyeball to eyeball, I am not interested in replacing them. I never have been. I believe firmly that there are assignments at the ranch that they cannot grasp. They're only two people. There are things that they cannot do and will not do, and that there are other assignments at the ranch that needs to be taken care of. I have no idea.
Is this something that we can contract out?
Is it an extra
operator per month?
Let me just say this, because for the members at large and stuff, these are things that you and I have visited with. A year ago, I took the assignment to be the contact for Nancy and Paul. I met down with them. I gave them a written letter and said, this is what's expected. And again, due to some of their not following through, more than anything, and I will take much more of the blame, is not having the time to go and sit down at the ranch. There's a lot of things that they've been frustrated, saying, hey, we need to come and look at this. I was not able to get to the ranch nearly like I should have last year and stuff. And so some of those things that we worked on fences. Paul has started fences. Paul's then torn back out some of those fences. We've argued. Dale said, well, this is where the fence should be, and we all kind of agree. But then did we really agree, or are we all visualizing a different place? And so we know that that needs to happen. And Paul's done some maintenance in fixing up fences, but that's where, as a board, now we've talked, now that's something that there's no way for them to handle what they're doing now, plus the four times more than that that we'd all love to see happen at the ranch. And so we've said, okay, fencing is something that we do have a resource in, a fencing contractor that's a member that built the fence, that maybe we can, you know, use some of the money there and then use their talent and stuff in some of the other, stuff that's daily and maintaining the cabin. But that's why we made the shift as a board, that Brent being there can see them on site and help make those decisions and give some of that direction between meetings and answer the daily questions that they have, you know, because Paul last year would call or email me a lot of times, but, you know, I'd say, well, I can't get up there and we can't make that decision. So that was the plan. When we went to that structure the first of the year, the plan was that we would have periodic standard employment, reviews in looking at, okay, how are we this whole thing working? And that's what I understood, that, you know, again, for what should be protected in an employee, you know, contract situation, that to be in an executive session discussion. But there's been enough of that talked about that Dale's words have either been misunderstood or something that was said. Again, I know that how frustrated Dale has been in these things we've been working on. Paul has made a lot of effort in building the cattle guards, but lost welding rods and lack of materials, we still don't have any new ones, and that's something that Paul and I set a goal to have in place a year ago. But again, we've had some bad weather in winter. There's always the standard. So for anybody to point fingers and say, well, it's your fault, is, you know, out of line. We've all got to work together. again, I've had a lot of meetings with Dale and knowing the frustration of trying to get those things done. I think the only thing I've addressed Paul as directly and as ugly as anybody in the meeting is I've challenged Paul that we still got no Willow's mode at the one time, and there was some discussion. Paul said, hey, I was trying. I said, look, trying isn't cutting it. You have got to get some Willow's mode and stuff. But again, I can say that, and he can want to do it as much as he wants, but if the tractor's broke down, no Willows are getting mowed. So that, I think we've moved to a much better level in Brent and his expertise and mechanics and being able to be there and stuff, and that's something that we're trying to evaluate consistently, not let it just go for another season or whatever, was something we were going to do here. But evidently, somewhere, that has bled out through communications or emails, because some of the ones today that people are emailing, you know, that and this vote on the water thing, they're raising questions. I mean, they're trying to answer questions that were never a question in anybody on the board's mind that I know of, that, you know, they're afraid of worst case scenario that we're up for, you know, that we were talking executive session to terminate the Braytons or something, which is not at all fact.
Can I say a word?
Well, I want to clarify where we're going here. And then, for purpose of the general meeting, today we're going to go into executive session. And when we go into executive session, we've got 14 criteria that we are trying to work with Paul and Nancy in terms of typical employee-employer relationship review process. We talked about that we owe it to them and to the accountability of the board to do this once every 3 months. And we made some decisions to change their reporting structure, and we intend on going through and having this discussion like any employer would with any employee that they're trying to manage and give feedback to. There is no fear, and everybody on the board can shake their head and ratify that there's a termination plan in place. Agreed? Okay. There is no such thing, as some people have said in the emails, an annual contract renewal, in any of those things. They are a W-2 employee. They're not a 1099 contractor relationship. We have no contract with them up for renewal. And we simply have a review process aimed at enhancing their experience and their performance on the ranch. And I would anticipate that they receive as much positive feedback in that review process as any other thing. So I would hope that there's not some fear associated with doing that. Nonetheless, I don't think it's appropriate that that review takes place in open session. So that's the intent of the quarterly review process with the Braytons.
Can I add something? Very briefly. Someone is going to go back and listen to the board meeting where Dale and others spoke and know exactly what he said. And because of the things that were said, not only by him, but most of us, probably all of us, brought us to this, which is going to help the Braytons know what our priorities are. And all of this is good. This is all the process that it's going to take. Because I talked to Paul a year ago and 2 years ago and said, if you don't have direction, you don't know where to spend your time. And he was working with Ben, but it wasn't this formal. And so we're moving in the right direction so they know what we want them to do. And this is a very good thing. So it took a combination of all of our comments, including Dale's, including Brent's, to get to where we are. And this has got to be good so that you guys know that you're going to be able to do 6 of these 10 items, 12 items, and you're going to say, you know what, we just don't have enough time. There's not enough time during the day to get these things done, and we absolutely need to hire someone to whatever it is. And so we know that you're using your time like we want you to,
and there's no accusations being thrown around. It's great to receive all the letters, the 10 or 12. I could have added the same kind of comments. I've always said you guys are great guests. You are our host as a guest to the ranch for us and all the people that we've taken. So I agree with Dale. You do some things very wonderfully, and maybe you're just spread too thin doing too many other things. In the past, there has been help. In the past, there has been someone that was the host at the ranch house. Sometimes they did it for free. Sometimes they were paid while the ranch helped in other things. So we're moving in the right direction.
Mike had his hand up first. You have something to add, Mike, and then Joe.
I'll put an email to all of you. Thank you.
First of all, I am a certified welder. I've passed 6G certification tests. I also weld for my union hall, and all my students get community college credits. Pipe welding is an animal all by itself. For the board, no disrespect meant to anybody, but for the board to tell that man who's never welded to weld that cattle guard, you just wasted weeks and weeks and weeks of hours of that man's time, because the students that I teach can't learn it fast enough with me teaching them every day. So he needs to be taken off that project or have me come down now that I'm retired, and she's ordered me to help him.
I like that offer.
I will have more time. I will have more time to stand up here, and coming down to help is I love teaching people how to weld.
That's fine. I love to learn.
Way back in high school.
I'd love to learn.
A lot of colleges and high schools, I don't mind helping people. I'll give my talent that I know for free to people that want to learn.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just like that. From what I've seen in the past with past managers and the boards is a lack of communication, which I don't think right now at this point that we have any lack of communication. I've logged every day with Brent. I tried logging with you with the paper things. That didn't work. The whole email thing's working.
Right. At the end of the year, then we transition, and that's one thing that I encourage in the way that, you know, we improve. But like David, that's trial and error. We got to just keep working through it.
I think the system that's going now, as long as you guys know what I'm doing and I know what you expect of me, I don't think there's any question. At the end of next year, we look and say, hey, you fell short on this, this, and this, but hey, you were doing this, this, and that. I think the communication gap is narrowed a lot. There's a lot of things like Willows that I could have been doing, but I had other priorities at the time, and the Kubota, you know, there's all these things, but you guys didn't know that.
Well, and the problem with that is just like, hey, we get to the end of the year and you did good or you didn't.
Right.
We shouldn't, if we're doing this every 90 days, then there's quicker, to sit down and really just focus for a minute and say, okay, how is this working? Can we improve the way that we prioritize tasks and stuff? And so that was what this whole thing was about.
And I have a question.
Can we move into executive session to do this? Because you guys are going to have some...
Yeah, you're going to have questions. The only thing I thought before we go, and I don't want to belabor it, but where Dale came back, if there was a question on the previous vote or we're comfortable moving forward...
I have no idea what you do.
Well, you care?
Yeah, I'd like to
be a difference to that. I would say we're going to need to talk about that for some time, but Ben, do you want to...
Well, overall, Brent came up with an amended hybrid...
Resolution.
Is it a resolution?
Yep.
To instead of breaking out and trying to approve the rejection or whatever, to try to agree to work forward with the committee, with adding you as a member to the committee. Mike talked as a member of the committee. Vance and them, Jody spoke on the phone, and I think that everybody's in the same direction in the committee trying to help answer questions, do some of the legwork in a contract or some of the written documentation to know what's going to happen, timelines, how financing and some of that, works out. But everybody's in unanimous agreement that it's not going to happen without you being the one on the ground up there carrying out the plan.
and the resources, the knowledge, and the plan that has been put in place to, you know, move that forward. So, I don't know, is that accurate? Did I miss something? I don't know exactly. You know, because Candace spoke to it, several that said, hey, without Dale, we're not going anywhere. We definitely need, and it's a very generous offer for you to be willing to do that. It will dispel some of the fears of some members out there to have more minds involved in a committee that will then help follow through in dotting I's and crossing T's in some of the areas that I said. I'm comfortable where Dale wants to go and his passion to get there. Doing a lot of the legwork and some of the contract or some of the things that you said the last meeting, you're not resistant to that, but you're not going to do it. If somebody wants to go through and write a contract, go for it. And so they said some of this stuff, if Dale doesn't want to do, we'll try to go through and do it. There's just got to be open, and I asked on the phone, because, again, Jody and Vance were on the phone, that we start from here for the betterment of the ranch. Make sure that if there is personal egos or hurt feelings or whatever, that we all be patient with that and work together to move forward so that we can make significant progress this season in moving forward Meadow Canyon water system. You know, they asked a little bit on timeline. I said, I know that you're anxious to, you know, actually produce something this year. It's going to be by the time it's hooked in and the water tank you talked about and hooking in additional lots. I mean, that's several phases down the road. But to at least improve the spring, have the engineers up there and know what it's going to take to professionally and properly do that is something that I know you're anxious to get working on. And Brent also said there's no reason that we should slow down, you know, any of that. Let's get together and go through these things so that we move forward.
We want to start right away, just as soon as we can. So
the okay, I have an order in. I'll be happy to cancel it tomorrow for appropriate pipe, right pressure, and so forth to move forward on what the board voted on at the last meeting. Those who have written false statements, I would expect, and that's what the reason I particularly wanted Mike Duval or Brent on there, is for them to check out and to cancel some of the false information that some have put in writing. I believe these men have the credibility and the background and the judgment to say, gee, here's a letter and there's 14 outright lies in it.
Well, Dale, we've got to, I'm just saying for everybody, we have to be willing right now with this resolution to let some of that go and start from here and move forward. And the pipe you've researched, and you have a comfort level, and you've talked to the engineers, you've paid money to know that information gets shared with the committee as soon as possible so that they understand and get buy-in, so that they get questions as committee members, well, hey, what are you doing? Why are you allowing Dale to go and do this? That they can say, hey, I've looked at the stuff myself. We're going the right direction. I've kind of asked and done a little of my own research, and I'm hearing the same thing. This is the right size of pipe and the right location and stuff, and I have a pretty good confidence of the 5-6 people that you know, you proposed and stuff, that they can do that if we don't want to go back. I agree. I read the stuff. I talked with you. I have personal email that wasn't shared with everybody that had stuff that was completely false, even accusing what was done in last meeting. And I was in the last meeting, and there's stuff that was a complete 180 degrees opposite of what, you know, was discussed. But that's what happens when the fear spirals out of control. If instead of you're marching ahead over here and a bunch of people are wondering what you're doing over here, you as a group that the board and the membership as a whole has, you know, entrusted can, you know, work together on that, then it will alleviate all those fears and move forward.
And so, no, don't cancel your orders. Let's just start working on this thing. That's where we want to go.
Did you cancel the resolution of February?
We canceled the resolution. I proposed another resolution, which puts us right back right where we were, Dale. So you're free to go ahead.
I'm free to not go ahead.
That's your choice.
That's my choice.
Dale, can I say something? It's totally unanimous. Every person in this room, those who've left, those on the committee, the members of the board, all want you to drive this project. This is your project. The ranch needs it. You're good at it. You know how to do it. All they're saying is, let's just bring you into the committee. Put it on hold for a minute. Hold on. Bring you into the committee, and let's work together and move it forward as fast as we can. How different is that than what you want?
Was there any anticipation that I would not be an integral part of the...
Everybody wants you an integral part. You're the core of it, Dale. There's no question anywhere. I mean, I've never seen an email or anything contrary to that. Am I right? I mean,
right.
Is that not full, total, unanimous support?
I think that it was full, total, unanimous support. There have been emails that would certainly suggest otherwise.
I probably haven't seen them.
Well, and that's where I don't know how widespread, but there are some that have gotten second and third and fourth hand information, and just like any rumor mill, by the time it gets that far, it's completely off base of what anything. But I think
go.
That we clarified that and got back on the same page.
Yeah. Very. Let those go. Like it don't even exist, and just move forward as a synergistic team.
The phone calls that I received after the meeting were absolutely outrageous.
I put in the source.
Yeah, well, they come at you, and they come at you like targets, like you're getting shot with bullets. And it was like, woo, where did this come from? I didn't even understand why all the enragement came at me and threatened to sue me for my vote.
Screaming on the phone.
Screaming at me. So I'm saying, I know what you're getting at, but it's not just you. And so when I was evaluating what happened at this last time, and the reason I was sent in my vote, it's not about you doing it, it's not about the process being done, it's that anybody in a business situation would not want one person to not have any structure to it on a multi-million dollar investment of our water. That's all we're saying, is that if we're truly stewards, as we've been voted, stewards of this organization, and we're voting for the people who put us in this position, that it is ridiculous for us to think that we have the right to give all that away with no checks and balances.
Well,
that's all we're asking for.
Tell me one thing that
we gave you total rights. We gave you total rights to that.
For what? To spend money?
No.
To do work?
To develop
to donate, to donate to the organization?
No. We gave you rights.
We're kind of dealing with some semantics.
Yes.
Now let me just say this. We can say this. We have unanimous support to move ahead with the water system. Agreed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We would like to see it move ahead in a way that doesn't have four lawsuits and 30 members email and screaming us all the way along the way. And we actually think that we could do that.
What does the committee... And
is that not a better way to do it?
Your team has said, yes, let's lock arms and go.
And a lot of it was protection for you.
Right.
So that when the next board comes in, they don't say,
or any member. What we agreed on today, there's still members I know personally that are going to be super irate. Mm-hmm. But instead of now daggers and arrows against Dale, then there's a committee to say, look, the democracy moves forward, whether you like it or not. The majority believe that this is a valid project. We believe in Dale's ability of knowing what needs to be done. And the areas that he needs extra help in helping go through some of these things, we're all going to help support that, report back to the board and the membership as a whole. Some are going to, still be mad at that. But we've got to move forward and tune out some that are complete negative that just don't want to see anything happen.
Never have.
Two things
I hope
need
this
to
would be the beginning of it. The beginning of a committee working together to secure not just Meadow Springs water, but understand the water system, which is very complicated, and support everybody's water, whether it's Jody Aiken's water system, Lee Springs, or whatever. We need to know more.
I asked Dirk to clarify what this committee does. This committee reports to the board. Okay? So that was one thing. The other thing is what happens to the contract if we rescinded our vote with the idea of putting some kind of paperwork together that the committee was going to do, the water committee was going to do. Is that just out there in the ether waiting to happen, or is something going to go forward? If Dale won't work under these terms, what do we need to do so he will? What has changed since we...
I will work under the terms. That's why I suggested these people...
To help formulate the master
skepticism.
Plan.
That's why I asked them. If I appointed friends, that's one thing. If I appointed enemies to really scream a thing, those who had been the loudest in opposition, hey, come on in. Come on in and help.
So isn't that what we're doing, though? Because we're saying... We're inviting that group to further this proposal.
You don't have any enemies.
And so,
we're on your team. We just want to win the game, all of us.
But and I'll tell you this, Dale, and I said this in the board meeting. I voted to rescind it because I don't want you 6 months down the road and then have it rescinded, which I think puts you in a very vulnerable position. I would rather right now get the support that's needed behind this that will help you move forward with comfort and with much less risk and much less concern, so that as you move forward this year with these activities, that you have a lot more confidence in where you're going than what we could give you otherwise.
Everybody on the board and everybody on the committee is behind this and behind you.
And I think it'll quickly shake out. You or everybody that's on the committee that have claimed, I'm all for the betterment of the ranch, I don't have a hidden agenda, this is not a personal vendetta against Dale, or you saying, I'm not trying to steal your water, it'll all shake out in finding the majority, even these people, that, you know, whoever moves forward is for the betterment of the ranch. And there's going to be maybe some even on the committee or something that fall out and say, well, and that's going to tell me who was really there or who was just wanting to pick a fight.
But I think Paul hit it on the head. He said it's the communication.
Mm-hmm.
What is the plan? Mm-hmm. What's the time frame? How much money?
Well, and part of that
and
is what this committee
and that's
will,
what I was
is,
saying.
Will
and that's
put,
exactly
yeah.
what it is, the communication, not just one person or seven people, but a committee, one, two, keeping the members excited about it when they know what really is going to happen. What do we have for the future? What are we working towards? And as your son has said, you have had a dream. Well, maybe it wasn't a dream that all of us are aware of, the master plan of what it is. This way, you get your message out. The communication that you have with your committee, i.e. with the members, the association, because we all have a stake in it, we all care about it. But how are we going to get there?
And these five people could...
Just so you know, the only thing we did change, because I asked her specifically, you know, your proposal was for Jody Akers to chair it, and with her distance from Kanab and stuff, and so I asked her, and she said, I don't know that that's the right thing. I'm willing to do whatever the committee wants, but it maybe should be someone else that actually chairs it. You know, how that structure we've left to the committee once they, you know, as soon as they can get together. To do that, whether...
Well, the other thing that changed is that you are a member of the
right,
committee,
right.
which wasn't expressly mentioned.
And the suggestion was that it was going to be within a 2-week period of time. It's not like it's a month or 2 months down the road to get together to formulate it. That is what they want to do. They want to move on.
Well, everybody, again, Phil Hall was not on the phone, was mentioned, but again, Mike is close enough, Brent is here, Jody and Vance that have definitely shown that they're interested in putting in time and stuff, but you know they're not going to be able to come up.
But they communicate
very well. I think we'll move forward. Whether Phil Hall chooses to participate or not, I don't know.
Yes.
What's that?
He's in, and he's in 100%.
Okay.
Brent asked him point blank. Phil, he's ready to commit to this, and he said, "You bet."
Okay.
Yeah. And he's very positive, by the way.
And well, he's 100. Phil Hall, someone that you've clashed with over the years, is 100% behind the project and 100% behind you being spearheaded.
And we even opened it up if we want other people on the committee. Would you have someone friendlier towards you? Would that make you feel better? But they all decided that this might be just right.
Well, I said I don't want to see a committee of 20. If other members are interested, they can come to any meeting. They can ask questions. I said if anybody has questions, number one, please ask Dale. Number two, as a board member, any of us will help to find answers if they don't, but I don't want to see it
get so big that then it becomes ineffective.
And a committee reports to the board.
Yes.
So the information that is come as a concise idea is brought to the board, i.e., to the association
right.
members. So it's not anything that is going to be distrusted. It's something that is out in the open.
Right. And with two of you on the board that are on the committee, then that, you know, it'll be easy communication.
So now we're saying we beg you to stay in.
I got one thing to say. I don't want to throw any fluff out of it. Get your head out of the sand and jump on board.
A member since 1978.
How we turn away.
I have the motion, Jerry.
I'd like to ask one more question.
Uh-oh.
Are we okay with this being a new future location? Does this work good for us?
We've got to get a phone system where those who want to participate can. I've got like 6 emails from parents begging us.
Well, we've had that almost every meeting, no matter where we go.
If there's some way, like Vance has got an idea about Skype.
Yeah.
Is he still on?
Yeah, we'll
start on the end day. Set it up through Skype for a week
ahead.
You can have Skype here, and you can have a broadcast on that screen.
Great. Here at all, I mean, you may be staying connected, but that's about it.
Right, we're talking about a Skype or some connection that have better, hearing.
Knowing that Wi-Fi is there opens up a whole new world,
right.
And I'll work with Wi-Fi.
I think the room is great. I think we need to set up the tables where it is smaller. And again, that can fluctuate depending on how many people are here.
Okay?
I like the chairs a lot better.
Okay.
Dale?
I've got some, I need more. So.
Okay.
We'll get some more.
Dirk, think the false program about me wanting to fire Paul and Nancy can only be cleared up by perhaps everybody in this room. The same thing is true about the development of the Meadow Canyon Spring. If the people in this room keep whining and shooting targets or negative, I think that you can communicate enough to destroy the whole thing. Or I think people in this room could get their heads out and understand what's going on and give enough support so that the membership of Deer Springs Ranch benefits in a positive way instead of continuing to tear the program apart.
Newsletter. Communication.
Okay. Linda?
We have this room for the April meeting. You can plan on it and work on the communication problems that we have. The only problem with this room is if there's an emergency, we're out.
In an emergency, we can always move and come back to the office or something, you know.
But I talked to them about signing up on a monthly basis, and she said, we'll need to do it a month at a time because of what this building is about.
Right.
But we do have April 8th.
Very good.
Well,
yes, sir.
Can I make a suggestion? Dale, you told us a meeting or two ago, I guess was it last meeting or meeting before, about what your proposal was for the water in the meadow. Why don't you do that for the newsletter so that it's not a secret and so everyone knows what you told us previously. So there's no
confusion.
Cool.
Should that be done before the first committee meeting?
Yes. Well, I think
so.
Well, that's part of the
committee. Or do you as a committee have to do that? Because that's the stuff Dale doesn't really want to do.
Well, it wouldn't be any different than what he said. Showed us the map.
Yeah.
Tank here, system here, hydrants here.
I'd be happy to much run it.
I
agree.
David, if that proposal is signed by all 6 members of the committee, you're going to get a lot of what Bill's talking about is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yep. So we can work together on that, and I've got a conference line we can all tap into for as long as we want to have our meetings.
And making sure
I cry, it's all right.
Making sure.
Yeah. Now I'm entertaining a motion.
I make a motion.
Two.
Sure.
And
second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
I think it was actually a motion to go into executive session. Okay, there we go.